Hey, what's poppin'? We're in the DealsInDeed.com studios for Thursday, and are we live on Facebook?
Kind of.
Okay,
Facebook is down.
How can Facebook be down?
Oh, it's happened before.
Okay.
I just love how people are panicked about it.
Well, when it does...
Why?
The video will be put up later.
They can't upload a picture, Trudy.
Oh, my God!
It's an emergency.
Do you think Zuckerberg used his secret chute?
Oh, my God.
at the Facebook headquarters.
Is that possibly real? And he has a look-alike guy, or a guy who mingles, like a security dude who looks like everybody else. And
I want that whole story to be real. It's so great.
Yeah, that story is.
I should have gotten in the security business. I can't believe how self-important. You know, Jesse Smollett with his two bodyguards. He's the guy faking, lying about it. Why does he need security? No one is about to attack him. He's the one arranging attacks on
people.
Except for
the people he hired,
yeah. Yeah, he's the one arranging attacks. Nobody's trying to attack him. Anyway, Facebook eventually will get up there.
Security breach.
It will be brought to you by Mesa, per usual. St. Patrick's Day, $4 pints of Bud, $5 shots of Bushmills, $3 Irish Punch, and $3 Slippery Irishman shots. I had a shot there and a Maz burger last night before the Monkees.
Yeah.
You also got a t-shirt.
I did. Maz got me the t-shirt.
Oh, sure. Really?
Yeah.
Who gave it to him?
I don't know if there's a quid pro quo there. We'll have to find out. Maz and I give each other little gifts.
I know. It's really cute and annoying.
We do have to. We should investigate that.
We like to surprise each other from time to time.
We should investigate the paraphernalia, the band t-shirt counter to see whether Maz has an in there.
Yeah.
He was over there a long time.
Was he? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know if he did.
A big long line.
Get mad at t-shirt.
What do you owe them?
Nothing that I'm aware of. Mesa
Best
Tacos.
$200 I ever spent.
Mesa's on Main Street in Royal Oak between 3rd and 4th, and St. Patrick's Day coming up, of course. Also, the 35-foot TV, the place to watch Big Ten basketball. Mm-hmm. And all the other tournaments. There's a zillion TVs in there. So go in there and just have a ball, eat their great food, enjoy their famous, is it Anejo Old Fashioned?
Sure.
Somebody knew yesterday. Was that you, Brandon?
Maz knew.
Oh, Maz? How would Maz know?
Oh, wow. A nice old fashioned.
This one of a kind Mesa specialty drink is made with El Mayor Anejo.
Yes.
Terminado syrup. And I'm sure somebody knows what I'm talking about. Angostura Adijos.
Just
made
drink
all
it.
Bitters.
Eduardo Sanchez.
Or try Trudy's favorite award-winning hand-squeezed margarita, the refreshing strawberry basil margarita.
Ah, yes.
That sounds like something I can digest.
That's good stuff.
150 tequilas at Mesa. Remember, 10% off if you mention Drew and Mike. And that brings us to, is there basketball? Let's see. Last night, CMU.
Right now there is.
Came back.
Your team's playing.
To beat EM. Oh, whoa, I didn't even know that.
Oh, wow.
What a distraction.
They're up.
Hokies in
up
Miami. Seven.
Mm-hmm.
Is Justin Robinson playing for
sure.
the Hokies?
Virginia
is
Tech.
Is he? Seriously?
I have no idea. I just put it on.
I thought I saw number 5 out there. I believe that's him. Anyway, not important.
Oh,
partial score.
Do you want me to put a bet? Do you want me to put a bet down?
No. Okay. Still don't feel confident. But if I did put one down, it'd be with mybookie.com. Yes, March Madness is here. Oh, the tournaments are here, too. You can bet on those games. You could have bet on CMU-EMU last. God, that was a great game. CMU made a 3 with time running out.
I didn't see it. They won?
Won overtime? Yeah, 88-80 was the final. But, yeah, you could have put money on that. You could bet on any of these games, and they'll match your deposit when you start an account at mybookie.ag, promo code Drew. If you want the 50% bonus, I don't know why you wouldn't, put in 500, they'll put in 250 for you. You're on house money. You're starting
and boom goes the dynamite.
Exactly. You're starting with house money. It's crazy. At mybookie.com, promo code Drew. March Madness is the most exciting sporting event of the year. Imagine having money on all these games. Oh, my God, would you be pumped? I'll be pumped, too. So place your bets with mybookie now before you miss out. Boy, that's quite a statement before you miss out.
You don't want to miss out.
Yeah, you could be doubling your paycheck. Your friends will be doubling their paychecks. And what are you doing? You're sitting there without house money.
Like a dope.
Crack rocking.
It's crazy. So anyway, we did see the Monkees. I got the t-shirt. I said no to the bar afterwards. Trudy, of course, can't say no.
All right, that sounds great.
So she and Matt What you just had one drink, really?
Proceeded forward to Oak City Grill. Yeah, just one. And then I called my Lyft and was up on out of there. But
did they go to your old address? Did they really go to your old address?
No, they had an address that I don't even know how they got that. I feel like my Lyft account had been hacked in some way.
It's been lifted.
That seems like something people would do on a regular basis, people's Lyft accounts.
How do we know that doesn't happen and that there isn't some game there?
We don't know.
But I'm running really late to meet you guys at home, and at the last minute I call for an Uber, and they're like, oops, your credit card expired. And I'm like, oh, yeah. I knew that my credit card expired, so I go into the app.
How did your credit card expire? This sounds like something that happened to me so far.
Like they do every 3 years or so. And so
they didn't send you a new one?
They did send me a new one, but you don't go online, do you, with everything? I know.
Does your house
don't.
Turning against you have anything to do with this? Are there credit card problems we need to know about?
Definitely, yes. And I think there are a couple of checks that haven't arrived in the mail either.
Oh,
and
my.
And there was somebody who sent me a check who said, your piece of shit house won't let you even get checks in the mail. Like, yeah. Man.
Maybe the mailman's part of the conspiracy.
Possibly. But then I couldn't get an Uber, and so I'm like, I'm going to drive. And then Zeus goes, why don't you just take Lyft? And so I had an old Lyft account. I like went and went for it. And the guy shows up at another place. And I'm like,
Chad's here.
Where did he show up?
He showed up down the road at Independence Green Apartments.
Oh, I didn't realize you had a private apartment. What's going on in this private apartment?
The house turned against her. She had to get out quick.
Where I keep my sex slaves.
There's a lot going on with Trudy we need to know about.
I know. And so I had to call another one. I called another one. He came to the right address and he got me down there. It was great. But on the way out of the garage, there was a three-way dogfight in my front yard.
Dogfight?
Like with planes or with actual dogs?
Three neighborhood dogs were all in this giant tangle.
Wow.
And just, out to kill each other. Like they were trying to rip each other's throats out.
Was anyone hurt?
I don't think so. I
can't believe there's a dogfighting ring in your front yard. Did you put money on it? With my bookie?
I'm running a dog ring, dogfighting ring.
We could probably put odds. We could create our own odds.
What kind of dog was the aggressor?
There's this little sort of mixed terrier that lives next door to us, and that dog hates everyone and every other animal. And
is it Layla size?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Those little dogs are the aggressors.
I know.
They?
And this dog is vicious and got into a fight with the girl dog, who I think just wants to get it on with him.
Hot.
Who lives on the other side. And so that way, and I don't know who this third dog was, but these people are all at
love triangle.
Trying to manage their dogs and pull them apart.
Puppy. He's so cute.
At that point, I text Matt and I'm like, I might not be able to show up. It's just like a disaster.
Wow.
But then the monkeys. Whoa.
Yes, the monkeys. I have to say, I felt there was a little bit of scamola.
Yeah, lots.
Pause. We got tickets to the monkeys. And then we get there. And
Marquee
the screen,
said.
Yeah. But the big screen says, the Mike and Mickey show.
Ah.
Now, we all know Davy Jones is dead. Peter Tork just died. But what does the Mike and Mickey show mean?
It's technically called the Monkees Present the Mike and Mickey show.
Well, first of all, I looked at it, and I'm immediately weirded out. Like, why does it say the Mike and Mickey show? And then when Mike sang the opening song, which was not a song I was terribly familiar with,
no.
But that's kind of weird. Uh-huh. Then Mickey sang.
Big scam.
Mickey sang Last Train to Clarksville,
right?
Which we all
was
know
this
and
the
love.
Opener?
Yeah.
It's a smile on the
wind. It sounds like Mike's first national band, which was his
family band, by the way.
Yes. Oh, that's the other thing. There were 11 people on stage. I'm like, 11 people to put out the Monkees music? What is this? And pretty quickly, I said, that guitar player on the right sure looks like Mike Nesmith.
You know, you had him triangulated on.
I smelled nepotism.
Yes.
I smelled baggage on the stage. I had it down to about a 5-piece by the end of the night. This guy can go, that guy can go, she can go, she can go, she can go.
The guy playing the steel guitar who did nothing all night? He just sat there.
Who was that guy?
I don't know. Uncle, one of their uncles.
If you told me that a homeless guy just went on stage and sat next to a slide guitar, I would believe you because I never saw him do anything. So Mike Nesmith's son, Christian Nesmith, it turned out, was the guitarist I thought looked like Mike Nesmith.
You were like, aha!
And then I said, that lady in the back is related to somebody.
Yes.
Because she wasn't exactly eye candy, and I'm not knocking her. But I'm just saying, she wasn't there to be eye candy.
Did not look like she was doing a hell of a lot.
I didn't hear her much.
Maybe some tambourine.
Some shakers.
Yeah.
And turned out she was Mickey's sister. What do you know? They introduced the band.
And the long blonde-haired girl Matt suspected was his daughter, one of their daughters.
Yeah, she's got to be a niece or something.
Who's
that broad?
Never heard her. Yeah. Never heard her voice at all. I don't know. They had like six acoustic guitars playing at once a couple times. Acoustic guitars.
Did Christian Nesmith wear the silly hat?
No. His dad?
No, but
he did not.
Did he say that he invented whiteout?
No. I think he has benefited from the invention of whiteout, though. And I think whiteout paid for a lot of the production costs, such as having 11 people and housing them and paying them and feeding them.
Liquid paper.
Yeah,
right.
Mike Nesmith's mother invented liquid paper.
Yeah, but it's so gone.
I know. You're right. I wonder if he built up this huge lifestyle, and then when computers came along, I don't know.
Liquid papered over the amount on the check and put more in.
I don't know I don't know how that's working out, but I know it was huge money.
Yeah.
When she invented it, so he inherited a ton of money. And did anybody ever see his TV show? Is it TV People? Is that the name of it?
I remember seeing it because it was supposed to be trendy, but I think
it was a cool show. Last night, because I was getting bored when Mike Nesmith was doing every other song.
Unfamiliar.
A lot of unfamiliar songs. He wrote some Monkey songs that weren't big hits. But then Mickey would sing, I'm a Believer, Daydream Believer.
To keep us into it.
Yeah, to keep us in the show. There was a long stretch of unfamiliarity. There was an intermission, too. It's like, what? Intermission? What? Was it Springsteen?
And one of them would go off stage every, third song.
I was accusing them of doing bumps. They were just leaving all the time and coming back. And Mickey's on alone. Mike's on alone. What the hell is going on? But honestly, overall, I enjoyed the show. There were enough good songs that I recognized, that I liked.
And there was another entertainment level with the insulting comments flying on either side of me.
There was a lot.
And one from you. So.
There was a lot of commentary. There was quite a running commentary.
I was so amazed, though, at how many people just were enchanted, by the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Unfamiliar music I'd never heard before. I'm like, how do they know all these songs?
They were deep Monkees fans.
Oh, God, dancing and with their phones the wrong way and
people recording the Monkees.
I know. And
these guys are in their 70s. I
felt like with all the unknown material, poor Aaron Lewis is up there struggling to get people to love him over one song. And these people just love the Monkees. He must really be pissed.
Poor Aaron Lewis. Who is he telling to shut up tonight? Somebody.
I think they just announced that they were going to put Stain back together. That was the latest.
Oh, that's.
Did they really?
The last couple. Well,
that makes total sense. I mean, if anything hasn't taught us that, it's seeing him tell crowds to shut up. It's small venues. But anyway, when I went online, while there was a Mike Nesmith song I didn't know, I looked up TV People. Because I remember he had a rather groundbreaking TV show. Mike Nesmith's a pretty talented guy. And that show had, working for it in 1985, Jerry Seinfeld, Jay Leno.
Really?
Whoopi Goldberg. Huh? There were some other big names, big comedy names. It reminded me of the Danny Carvey show when they did the Hulu documentary.
Yeah.
And Mike Nesmith's show, like Danny Carvey's, lasted 1 year.
What was the downfall?
I don't think it did monster ratings on NBC. And all those people. All those people like Seinfeld were pretty unknown at the time.
Yeah.
So, but I think it was critically acclaimed, if I remember correctly. I don't know. Maybe somebody will email us or call the boner line.
Was it called Elephant Parts? Is that
Oh,
it?
That's right. That's
is
right.
Is that what
that's
it right, is? Right. Or is that another? Yeah, that's the
I think that's the show.
That's a great name.
A stupid name.
I thought it was TV Parts or TVP. I don't know. Anyway, 209-66 Boner. If you can comment on that, Brandon's been putting a nice chunk together at the end of the shows.
Mike Nesmith and Television Parts.
Okay.
Elephant Parts. That's what I thought. Preceded it.
How's the boner line doing, Brandon?
Oh, it's got a lot of action. For sure.
Now, we're getting...
Shandling was on that show.
Wow. Yeah, Shandling was on it. It was the predecessor to It's Gary Shandling.
Jack Handy wrote for it. They Jack Handy. Thoughts.
Yeah, exactly. Which Saturday Night Live picked up.
Wow.
So, I know, I was amazed by that.
I want to see this.
Kind of want to see it too.
I'm going to check in and say I don't.
What?
No, okay, that's all right. That's fine. Understandable. It's not necessarily
like you got better, anything better to do.
Not a win-win for everyone. You've got a house turning on you. Got a private apartment. We don't know what's going on over there, but obviously it's eating up a lot of time.
I'm just tired of Nesmith. That's all.
I was Nesmithed out too after the show. Brandon, I know a lot of people are calling in auditioning for we don't know what. But
there's lots of auditions on there.
I wish we could get more calls on the boner line about topics that are, you know, for example, Felicity Huffman. Yeah, we get some.
Felicity First Huffman.
Or if you want to, exactly, if you want to comment on the show. Singing Maz has become such a lightning rod. Maybe we should have a Twitter poll. Is Maz Day a day I look forward to?
Oh, don't do that to him. He is very bummed yesterday.
He got really bummed.
What?
Out.
Really?
He's very sad.
Well,
because
you
of the negative Facebook comments?
The 20966 boner montages in the past have been very supportive of Maz. Well, Maz didn't hear that because he doesn't listen to the show.
Right.
So instead, yesterday, he heard yesterday's version, and it just so happened that yesterday's version had a little bit more Maz hate than usual. Normally, it's a lot of support for him.
Who wants to hear people say, oh, I like that. That's great. You hear people bitch and complain.
So yesterday's
way
had,
more fun.
You know, a few knocks at Maz, and by the time the show was over, he was
he didn't even say goodbye.
Bummed out.
Was he really?
I felt terrible.
He just left.
I did not detect it when he came upstairs.
I think the last thing he said was, I know the score.
Aww.
Do you remember him saying that?
The score? Hey, we could get a real score.
I don't know what that meant.
Because I don't know what to think. I get people who love Maz, and then I get people say they don't even want to listen on Tuesday. And so, you can't really go by what people tell you on email or the boner line. But Twitter poll would be a little slightly more scientific.
I also think that
I don't want to bum him out completely, though.
If he would have listened to Sunday's show or maybe Monday's show.
Or any show.
Or do any prep.
he would hear that there's a ton of support for him on the boner line.
Yeah.
And a lot of hate on Mark's kind of pestering.
What?
Yeah.
What are they talking about? Someone has to hold these people accountable.
Yeah, he is. I don't know, this whole thing with the auction. I'm not even upset about it. I mean, I'm glad they raised money. But
that wasn't the argument.
He is doubling down on I don't know what.
I don't know what
I don't know
either.
What he's doubling down on.
He's just attacking because that's his only defense now is to attack.
He's suggesting that this letter he sent me is
that wasn't the problem.
The booklet that we were talking about, and that's not the booklet, and I don't know. I don't understand it.
Yeah. It said donated by Tom Mazzaway. That's all I know.
Speaking of Maz, March is here, and it's Ram Truck Month at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Nah, it's really not about Maz, although he can get a bird dog. Jeff, Chad, and Stephanie need to sell lots of trucks, but it seems like everyone's more worried about fixing the damn roads. Zot wants to leave the roads to Lansing and focus on the damn deals. During Zot Dodge Ram Truck Month, lease a new 19 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4, just $189 a month. That's a damn great deal. Or you can lease a 19 Jeep Compass Limited for $199 a month or a 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee for $239 a month. Speaking of potholes, you get employee pricing for everyone in the all-new Jeep Wranglers. Leased one starting at $279 a month. And we know the Wranglers can handle our damn roads. From your friends at Zot, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, they can't fix the roads, but they have damn good deals.
Damn. I want to get in that thing and just drive it right away. Do you mind?
And DealsInTheD.com is, of course, our studio sponsor. Trudy, you want to pull up the latest from...
Dr. Roche, one free syringe of Restylane with one of your surgical procedures. That's a $600 value.
That's a big deal, too. That means a lot of wrinkles go bye-bye.
Yeah. And so you come out of there being way refreshed and looking good, and that ends next Tuesday. So you have a little time to call them up.
What do I have to do to get that?
You have to call them at 248-338-1110 or droche.com for consultation.
Is there some prerequisite?
A prerequisite? No.
Okay.
I put prerequisites on anything.
Usually have to have some kind
of boobs.
Procedure or something.
That's the with a surgical procedure.
Ah, okay.
Thanks for listening.
Just want to make sure we weren't giving you. Oh, did you say that first? I'm sorry. Oh, with your surgical procedure. Okay.
I went there yesterday, though, and I got a BBL.
Oh, did
you? Yeah, Tracy did BBL for me.
You look fresh.
Thank you. Well, not after last night, but... certainly tested it. But they also have this, you know, the one that they do Zerona with, you know, that like laser that looks like an octopus.
Right. You can just take a nap.
They can put like
the weight lasered away.
Yeah.
I was in the test group for that.
Were you?
Yes.
Well, Thank you.
My waist went down a half an inch.
Oh.
It was like three weeks, twice a week or something. It was a study.
Yeah.
But it seemed to be working. I just didn't follow up on it.
Really
I also
does.
Was supposed to be exercising and keeping track of my diet, which I didn't do.
Now you're getting hot every day. You should go back in.
I know. You're right.
Not Bezos.
But you can. They can put in a different setting. They have this. It's called the Erconia laser that they can aim on a certain part that hurts, like neck and shoulder.
Oh.
And
that.
They beamed that on my like stupid arm that besides my house hates
that you're
me.
Hurt in the private apartment somehow.
On the trapeze. And it heals it up and it starts, you know.
What time is it?
Yes.
I'm hurting.
It would have been excellent.
I don't feel good.
For Michael Jackson.
Trudy's saying that a lot less these days. Thanks to the Zorona laser.
Yep.
Cool. Well, and boobs, always boobs.
Always
boobs. 248-338-1170.
My shoulder.
And
it hurts very bad.
Very badly. This is where we should probably... We have some new jingles. You know, WLZ liked our jingles for Trudy so much. They haven't aired any yet. I don't understand why. But I said, well, if you send us the Podell ones, we could probably play with those too. And we had a lot of fun working with those. And I'm not sure how airable these are, but I would use them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. And here's a little refresher of one for Trudy.
Trudy News. I will punch your asshole if you don't listen to Trudy.
Don't be a little bitch. Listen to WLZ with Trudy. 10 to 3, mother.
106.7 Detroit's Wheels.
So I think that one's
wild.
They're using that.
That's
they're using that. I heard it sweep.
Yeah.
I heard twice today. Oh, 1:30 you played that?
Yeah.
Cool.
That's prime time. Out of Squire.
Oh, my
what?
God. I've come to dread the daily... Did you play Squire today, question?
There is a Squire monitor going on.
I've been pounding on Billy Squire because I want to hear Bowie, and I can't figure out how can there be more Squire songs than Bowie songs and Springsteen songs.
Yeah.
But I want to, you know, it's a black T-shirt market, apparently. People like that.
Well, then when I
like
shared
that gritty rock.
When I shared with you that they played Europe. I played Europe, sorry.
Okay, so they're playing
I can't put it off on them. I played Europe.
Well, that song is famous from the palace and...
I haven't heard that yet. The Final Countdown?
Which version
did they play?
Oh,
the one from our podcast.
Okay, good. Then it's acceptable. It's the only acceptable.
Tested really well.
Could you imagine if you just played this song in its entirety?
Who would turn off the radio? You'd be fascinated.
Nothing would build suspense better.
How many hits does it have?
2.2 million.
Yeah. A lot. So many people at that show.
Oh, boy. Why aren't people up closer? Is the sound better in the back of that field?
Yeah.
We live in together.
Oh, I'd love to have a voice like that.
Nice. I notice there's a little more Kiss in there today for the Kiss concert.
Yes.
So
cool. The doc is live there, by the way.
Here's a sample hour from last week. Let's see. You had You're Gonna Go Far, Kid, Offspring.
Yeah.
Twilight Zone, Golden Earring, Plush, Stone Temple Pilots,
nice.
Tom Sawyer,
nice.
Sad But True, Metallica, and there's a lot of Metallica.
Oh, this is a strong section.
There are a lot of Metallica tracks, it seems to me.
Yes,
I'm hearing all those. REM, End of the World as We Know It, couldn't be happier with that.
TV hour
for you.
Led Zeppelin, Black Dog.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Alice in Chains, Heaven Beside You.
Oh, God, that's a great song.
Whitesnake, Here I Go Again.
Class song, 2002, Emily City.
Soundgarden, Fell on Black Days.
Great.
And the hour wrapped with Def Leppard, Bringing On the Heartbreak.
Yeah.
At 98.7 W.
106.7 WLZ.
What did I say?
You went to the old frequency.
Yeah, why do I keep doing that?
It's just not there anymore.
No wonder the
Brandon
power
bleep that.
WLZ. No, it's...
If you want to go to that frequency to rock, you'll be pleasantly... very disappointed.
You'll be very angry.
Right now...
New radio
no
at 106.7 is WLZ Detroit's Wheels, the new generation of classic rock AC/DC, Guns N' Roses, Nirvana, Motley Crue, Van Halen. There's a lot of Motley Crue tracks. And Motley Crue's big in this town.
I heard on the way home yesterday, what did I hear? Van Halen, and it's the one of the worst talk. I love the song, and I'm drawing a blank on it, but they have that point in the middle where David Lee Roth, and they go, come on, Dave, give me a break. Unchained. Unchained's the song.
Yes.
Got to be great song with the worst talking part in the middle of it. And the guy goes, come on, Dave, give me a break. One break coming up. And that's such a great part of that song, too. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Such a good song.
I know I'm one of the weird Van Halen songs. I think I prefer the Sammy years.
You do?
I think I do.
You're nuts.
I know. I take a lot of crap for
They're good, but nothing compares to DLR.
I like DLR. I like that period, but I do like the Sammy period, too. It seemed like, I don't know.
Didn't he sell as many records with Sammy too?
I know.
That's not the end all be all.
No, it's not the end all be all, but I'm just saying I'm not crazy. Some people liked it. I wasn't the only one.
No, I like Sammy stuff.
DLR is more exciting and bizarre.
Fuck yeah, he is.
But Sammy's just straight ahead. He also plays guitar. Yeah. I mean, musically, I think he added something to the band.
And he's pretty happy all the time.
I think they were great with both.
Yeah, me too.
Trudy's on 10 to 3. Doug Podell's in the afternoon, and Bill McAllister in the mornings on WLOZ. But let's hear the Doug Podell. These you'll be hearing these on the air soon.
The Doc of Rock.
If you don't listen to the Doc of Rock on WLLZ,
what's up, Doc?
It's rock and roll malpractice, and you're getting sued. You.
For Detroiters, by Detroiters.
106.7 Detroit's Wheels.
That's safe.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
The fuck you is bleeped.
I love it when the voiceover guy tells people to fuck off.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
It's from the Figer School.
Let's try this one.
All right.
Hey!
If you have erectile dysfunction,
you got ED.
Listen to the Doc of Rock and stiffen up.
WLLZ
for Detroiters by Detroiters.
106.7 Detroit's Wheels.
Yeah, this
playing
one,
off the Doc.
Yeah,
the rock.
This erectile.
This one kind of follows that kind of a part two.
Drop your pants, turn your head, cough. The Doc of Rock has you by the balls.
These nuts!
If you're not listening to the Doc of Rock, you're soft. Get hard! WLZ.
For Detroiters, by Detroiters.
That was awesome.
They should be playing that already. Hopefully.
I think I heard it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is the one I completely don't even understand. I don't even know where this one came from. It's
pretty random.
Not really a bumper, but I don't know.
Maybe we didn't do it. Maybe someone else did it.
It just kind of embraces the whole doctor role.
Okay.
Hey, pussy, the doctor will see you now.
Guess who just got reinstated?
Sit on the doctor's couch.
The chair.
Writing a prescription for your butthole. I mean, ear hole.
Don't feel good.
What time is it? Because I'm hurting. I don't feel good.
If you don't listen to the Doc of Rock, he'll diagnose you with AIDS.
What?
Better have insurance because the Doc of Rock's going to fuck you up.
Well, that's a long
I think those
sweeper.
Were all a bunch of outtakes that were just mashed into one sweeper.
I don't think that was done here.
No, that's terrible.
They got a lot of people working on these.
Can't play that. It's terrible.
Yeah. It's crazy. Plus bringing AIDS. What? Yeah. Let's think about AIDS in a sweeper.
Well, you better just listen. You won't get it.
I don't know.
Okay.
That's good.
So
I love those.
Hopefully, we'll keep working on those.
Yeah. I'll take them in to Tony tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, I think, have they already been? Well, he'll hear them. He'll hear them in that.
Well, that's true. He listens.
We're a paid advertiser.
Yeah.
So back to the program. And today, you know, I was kind of blown away by this college scam, the Felicity Huffman, Lori Loughton scam. Which is, by the way, they are the face of it.
Oh, yeah.
And they will remain the face of it.
Yeah.
And the daughter, who's the influencer, she's being trolled.
Oh, yes, good.
I know the brat.
I saw that she did turn off comments on selected posts.
Of course.
But
of course she did.
The ones that she didn't, the ones farther down, people found out and they hammered her on those posts instead.
Ha ha. There's now, did you know she has a. Partnership paid with Sephora, which is a pretty big company. So now there's talk about Sephora just dropping her.
Is Amazon dropping her too?
That's a great question.
Well, she's not even identifying it really. Amazon just gave her a bunch of shit.
Bullshit. Really? No, we all know the score.
Give me a break.
God, is this... How old is this kid, and does she do anything for a living?
No.
No, she hates school. Oh, did you see her old tweets about school when she was in high school?
No.
She got it free. They paid $500,000 for it, and she still bitches.
This is when I love the business of going back and looking at
this
all this crap.
This is where it's really
the thing I complain about all the time, but today I'm absolutely 100% for it.
I got to find it.
She's 19. She's Kennedy's age.
Beautiful.
She's a total dope. Just a dope.
It would just be easier. We were talking about this before, and I saw someone mention it. Why not just get her an apartment on campus, pretend she went to school there. She doesn't have to sign up for class. You don't have to pay tuition. And just say she graduated from there, because who would ever check it?
They want to put a degree on the wall. They want her to march in
then
the graduation.
Print one off and put it on
the
wall.
They can take pictures and post them.
No one's gonna check that up, though.
Yeah, but they want her in the ceremony, in the cap and gown.
Yeah, you could do that.
In the Coliseum.
You could do that.
You could just walk on in.
Yeah, it'd still be cheaper.
But you got to provide transcripts sometimes. There are
to who?
There are a lot of companies.
Sephora?
That
you think Sephora wants her transcripts?
I mean, this is the joke, I think, of it all, is that the prestige of a college degree from certain schools is so important.
Yeah. Not anymore.
It's certainly this doesn't help any, but I think this joke's been going for a long time, and you know, all these legacy people. Look at George Bush. We know George Bush was a horseshit student. He got into Harvard somehow, graduated somehow.
Bush!
Jared Kushner, I don't know what the story is. People are saying that his father gave money to Harvard to get him in. Yeah. So, you know, that's just two people we know who are, you know, people that we hear a lot about. How many other people are there? And by the way, I haven't heard much venturing into this territory, but is somebody going to dig into the athletes and their qualifications to be in these schools? Their transcripts, their test scores, their transcripts when they're in college, the classes they're taking, because, you know, maybe that's just redundant. Maybe I'm just picking a wound there. I mean, we know that's a joke, right?
Yeah, I thought that
it's a total joke.
Sort of been common knowledge for years.
And I was reading about somebody who, I think it might have been Nick Saban, not letting his players talk to the media.
Oh.
Sounds like Saban.
And I thought, honestly, I probably wouldn't let players talk to the media either, because it seems like two out of every three football players I see talking to the media, it seems that they wouldn't pass high school English. I mean, honestly, how do you write term papers if you can't properly speak the language?
Well, that's what grammar checks for on Word.
Oh, is that how they're doing it?
Pretty much.
Well, you got to wonder. So anyway, as far as the business of Felicity Huffman, I mean, she seems like a really nice lady, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Tell me what you know of her. I mean, I don't know that much about her, but I thought she was seemed like a relatively normal mom.
Housewife. Was it Desperate Housewives?
Yeah, Desperate Housewives.
She's done a lot of stuff. And William Macy, too, seems like a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
I would not, well, in spite of his roles, he plays some pretty badass people. There were some great memes, by the way. People were having a lot of fun with him. This whole business of helping our kids, can kids do anything on their own anymore?
No, they're the worst.
You know, I remember some friends of, well, people at home, who, you know, had private coaches for their soccer-playing daughter and private coaches for their baseball-playing 12-year-old.
It's a little different, but yeah.
What's a little different?
Well, hiring a coach to teach them how to do something.
Hiring a private coach?
Well, what about hiring a tutor?
They don't have a coach on the team they're on?
What if you hire tutors?
Well,
okay?
Some people do that, but, you know, honestly, should a kid need a tutor all the time? I mean, if you're having a problem with a subject, I certainly think it's okay, but some people just don't seem to think their kids can do anything on their own. There has to be someone who can make them better. And, you know, the sky's the limit. You know, these SAT courses. I remember when people were taking, was it Stanley Kaplan?
Stanley. Yeah, Kaplan was
the course you took to improve your SAT score.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember friends were taking that.
Stanley.
Kaplan.
It was expensive, too. And I should have been thinking, oh, gee, I hope somebody can pay for that for me. But my thought was, God, I hope I don't have to take that stupid course because that means more time away from the things I like to do.
Yeah.
And I didn't take it, but I do remember people taking these pre-courses and being tutored for the ACT and SAT. And that must be common as hell now, I suspect.
A couple of years ago, it was common for somebody else to slide in and take it for you. Some brilliant person who charged you money.
Well, that's bullshit.
But why do we want to help, you know, obviously this is so over the top, paying for someone to take your SAT or paying somebody in the sports department to pretend your kid's an athlete. I mean, this is not something that. I mean, the outrage is a little silly because what are we talking about here? 100 people or 50 people?
Yeah, I mean, it's not that many.
But the crime is hideous. The fact that somebody, this is your kid. You're supposed to tell your kid that they're not supposed to cheat, but you're cheating for them. I mean, it's, most of these people, I wonder if they would even cheat for themselves.
And they said a lot of the kids didn't know. They didn't. They had no idea that this was even happening.
I believe that. Well, they're too dumb to get into college. They're probably too dumb to realize that someone helped them.
Wouldn't you wonder when your SAT went from 1020 to 1420 and you have a proctor who
just took the Ritalin that day.
By the way, what is the deal with proctors sitting with you while you take your test?
Kickbacks. They're getting paid.
Doesn't that seem a little strange?
Yeah.
Nobody notices that? Well, whenever the proctor sits next to the person, they seem to get almost a perfect score. What's up with that?
Yeah, why wouldn't anybody notice that?
But they said the Laughlin
brat thought she was. Did she think she was on the rowing team? By the way,
they should have made her.
Did
fucking
she not know she wasn't on
they
the rowing.
They should have made her row.
They should have. They should
if you're
now
part of the rowing team. You have to go row.
You would almost think she would
coxswain.
Know something about that
showing up. Yeah,
I don't know, but I just feel like. This desire to make kids successful, make them successful, not make them make themselves successful. What happened to encouraging kids to be self-starters?
Don't we all love shortcuts?
I think so.
Kind
think
of the American
do.
Way to take shortcuts, and then they got caught. They never thought they'd get caught, but they got caught.
But
so
don't
shortcuts
you,
over.
Don't we really want kids to be self-starters? Isn't
of
that
course.
The ideal thing that they
But
have
we also
that
love shortcuts
something?
And loopholes. And skirting the system.
Well,
and
I mean,
money always wins.
Networking
entitlement
is...
Entitlement always wins.
Knowing people and networking and... yeah, shortcut, sure. But at the bottom, somewhere in there, if that kid doesn't have that something, it doesn't matter how many shortcuts you provide, they're going to fail.
I don't know. There's a lot of losers.
You're
going to
be seeking
world.
Shortcuts for them forever.
Yeah.
If they don't have it inside themselves. I mean, how often have you heard... I'm trying to think of an example. Kobe Bryant, LeBron, Michael Jordan talk about, yeah, that coach my parents hired, my private coach, I got to give him credit. That's I think that's how I became the superstar. No, they didn't need a fucking private coach.
Uh-oh. One of them, 6'11".
Kobe had his dad.
Shaq had his grandma.
I mean, there's always, those guys have unbelievable talent.
There's nothing wrong with encouraging your kid or playing ball with them or critiquing their game a little bit. I mean, we always see the parent that's way over involved. Yeah. I mean, there's always those extremes.
That's for that.
Oh, like the Equanimeous Brown's dad. Remember him from Real Sport? The three Brown kids?
Oh, yeah.
One went to Notre Dame, one went to USC, one went to Stanford, and they're in the pros now.
Are they all in the pros?
I think two of them are, and they're not lighting it up. But try telling him that he was wrong to do what he did, even though he sold his own supplements.
Well, Todd Marinovich.
Who's that dude?
Todd Marinovich's dad was I mean, that was...
Well, bottom line, you have to have the talent.
I just think there's so much emphasis on helping kids and not them doing it themselves.
Those kids.
Yeah.
Them busting their own asses, them having... Encouraging them. I mean, I don't even make this any deeper than it is, but...
You
want to
hear some
this...
of her tweets?
Yeah, oh, sure, of
January 9th, 2017.
Yeah, let's get back on track.
I'm too tired. My eyes hurt. I don't want to be at school.
My eyes hurt.
That was at noon, January 9th, 2017. Here's at 12:09 a.m.
My eyes hurt.
January 17th, 2017. In all caps. I hate school. Oh, my God.
Let's go cry about it.
April 21st, 2017, 12:07 a.m. It's so hard to try in school when you don't care about anything you're learning. That sounds like someone that should be in college.
Goodbye, fucking shit school.
3:41 p.m., September 10th. Oh, 2015. We're going back even further.
Oh.
Legit, I'll take one hard test in school, and then I'll immediately text at Lori Loughlin telling her, I want to be homeschooled, LOL.
Homeschooled?
She's a fucking idiot.
Wow.
Yeah, another shortcut, being homeschooled.
May 31st, 2017, 11:45 p.m. School's almost over, and I'm just so thankful for that at the moment. Nice sentence structure.
Clearly, this kid didn't want to do any of it. Why did they go to so much trouble to...
Because they think
she has an entitled brat who lives a life of posting things.
How else she going to be a student influencer, Trudy, she was if she's not
be,
in school?
Yeah, she had 2 million followers. She was going to be an influencer. Hey, I know how to make money. Just be hot and put pictures up, and you make money.
All right, well, that's worse you until you're career. Not.
February 2nd, 2017, 2:29 a.m. I normally really don't want to go to school, but I really, really, really don't want to go tomorrow. 2:30 in the fucking morning.
Uh-oh.
12:20 a.m. October 5th, 2015. All caps. I don't want to wake up, and I don't want to go to school. 12:20 in the morning. I don't want to wake
up. Her social media is so boring.
She bothers putting a tweet out about it. How many likes did she get on that?
109.
Oh, good for her.
This one got 2,330. August 10th, 2016, 2:49 p.m. College prep is the worst thing ever. I didn't do any prep.
College prep. She worked so hard.
4:05 a.m. November 5th, 2016. So do my teachers expect me to have my homework done for their class tomorrow, or... That's how it's written. O-R-R-R-R-R-R-R. August, this is the last one. August 30th, 2015, 8:25 p.m. All caps. I'm trying so hard to focus and do my homework, but it's so hard. What a fucking dope.
Or a beautiful girl, you.
Oh, she's the worst.
Hey, Brandon, can you check this? Because somebody, when we were talking about this yesterday, I was watching the Facebook comments, and somebody said, I guess Judd Apatow will be tweeting about this. Did Hollywood pounce on these people like they pounce on everyone?
That's a good question.
No, his latest is basically stuff about Tucker Carlson.
Oh, okay.
Well,
which isn't a crime, but this is the other thing. This is a very serious crime, and we never treat serious white collar crimes like them in the media.
All these people
will never talk about.
They'll all have great lawyers. They'll all get the best deal they can. But I just wanted to Alyssa Milano. Alec Baldwin, Amy Schumer, the usual people who are so upset about any kind of privilege. Are they?
Looks like he did tweet about it.
He did? Okay.
He
good.
Says, I couldn't afford $6,000 to continue college and dropped out 3 semesters in, and I won several Cable Ace Awards in the 90s. Who needs college?
Wait, that's not really... Is that that what we expected out of him? Shouldn't there be some outrage there?
What? Oh, outrage at the people that did it.
Yeah, he's basically saying, who needs college? I mean,
he's right.
Would think that more people are tweeting about these stupid assholes who are cheating on tests and getting into schools.
Not everybody needs to go to college. We need more trades.
No, they don't. I mean, obviously, look at what's happened to a college degree in the last day.
It means shit. It means jack shit.
No, I was talking about it yesterday, how, you know, when we were all getting into college, it's like, oh, he's going to blah, blah, blah. She's going to this school, and I'm just going to this shit school. I'm going to be a zero. And then when you're 5 years out of college, nobody cares.
No one cares.
Did. Yeah. Nobody cares. And people running around going, I went to Harvard. It's like, so what? So did people who paid money and people who had parents that went there, and you had maybe have had no business going there. It sounds like Harvard doesn't take a lot of the best people who try to get in there because they're Asian.
Ooh.
I'm surprised that story doesn't have more legs because Asians are a minority and they're fucking them. I mean, apparently if you just took the top scoring people, 35% of the Ivy League would be Asian.
Well?
And they hold it at 17%. And was it 60 Minutes that did the story on the Asian kid, the black kid, and the... I don't know what other kid. They were all superstars in high school. And the black kid got in. I don't remember the third kid, I think, got in. And the Asian kid was waitlisted. And he may have been the most outstanding from a scores-wise.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, I don't think they're too sorry. And I'm sure these kids go to another great school, and they probably do okay. But why
should he have a heroin habit now? Is he a total loser because he didn't get into Harvard?
I think it was this year. But... You know, why should a kid get screwed just because he's part of a group that are successful in their studies? I mean, I'm just surprised that story, you don't hear about that much. And there doesn't seem to be a lot of people saying, no, it's not true. Every great Asian gets into the Ivy League.
I'd be outraged if it had anything to do with me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
you're not me.
But part of the job is focusing the proper outrage and examining the outrage. Outrage is the year of outrage, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I know.
Rage, rage, fucking rage. That's bullshit.
I was telling Mark the latest source of outrage is the straw controversy.
Oh yeah,
the straw controversy.
People mad when a restaurant asked them whether they prefer to have a straw or no straw, and then they like see an opportunity to just go apeshit just because straws are supposed to be bad for the environment.
I've been to a couple places that have implemented the paper straw, and I don't like them. They just collapse on you.
They get all soggy.
You'd rather we all die because you can have a straw.
Why don't you just bring your own straw with you, one of the metal ones?
Oh, you want a fish to get a straw stuck in his butthole? Come on.
I'm really amazed by outrage.
How dare you?
It's just amazing what outrages people these days.
There has to be new outrage every day, though. They work really hard to create it.
Well, I think this college thing is going to, that outrage is going to carry for a while. And
do you really think people are going to pick up on it? I mean, like
it's
I
been
saying,
everywhere.
Oh, yeah. It's, believe me, it's, any was
chance,
amazed.
Any chance to knock universities and colleges? It's everywhere.
I've seen the stories, but
why
I don't
do people
know if
want
I
to knock colleges? I don't think colleges deserve knocking.
Yeah, they do. Why not?
Well, the funny thing too is that
some have turned into diploma mills.
Colleges are the ultimate home of political correctness, and the idea that privileged people are bribing their way in there is really funny. And also,
of course they are.
We know that it's all about the money, money, money. Look at MSU; they have a trainer who's molesting gymnasts, and they have to write a check for $500 million and. I didn't hear about them having any problems doing that.
But it's like the
why do they have $500 million? Why does Michigan State have $500 million laying around? I mean, isn't that a fair question?
Donations, yeah.
And by the way, when they had $500 million laying around, couldn't they have lowered their tuition per student by about $5,000?
They're not going to do that.
Yeah, just saying. Let's see. How many students do they have? 50,000?
Then the state's going to have to give them more money.
At least it's coming from the state.
Well, but I mean, isn't that the rub? Isn't that when universities really started doing this push to get a lot of students at a high tuition rate when they got funding cut?
All I know is it costs too much.
Of course it does.
I couldn't tell you why.
Because they're getting it. They're getting the money from it with loans.
Yeah. So these people go into this horrific debt.
Yeah.
You know.
But honestly, a lot of that falls on the person taking the loan.
Yeah. Well, it does, but, you know, I got a pretty good dose of it. I mean, we hear about Brandon and Bentley. Yeah. They were fighting to pay their debt off for a long time.
I'm paying for a school that's not even open anymore. I might as well just pee all over my degree.
Aw. $40,000.
My nephew had to borrow $110,000 to get his master's.
Holy crap.
I know. It's a really...
Goodbye, fucking shit school.
It's a great program at the University of Illinois. It's very hard to get into, and I don't think he even expected to get in. I know. It's a big ooh. And when he got in, it was like, oh, well, I got to figure this out because I got it. You know, since I got in, I got to go for it. He borrows $110,000. I think he owes $80,000 now.
Oh,
he's 34. How's Charlie? I think he's 34. And I was saying, you know, because he's had a good job for a while. He works in the city. He's a finance guy. And I'm like, you going to buy a condo or something? He's like, not with $80,000 in debt.
Oh, boy.
Like, wow, he's
still embezzling some money or cheat or something. What's wrong with him?
Have been stealing my money.
I just thought, you know, you could refi somehow or you could fold it into a home. But no, there's nothing. It's not something that you have collateral for, so it's just this debt outstanding. Yeah, so nobody wants to loan him money until he gets that out of the way. So
great investment.
And he's got
a lot of death and blood and money.
He has a good job.
Yeah,
I mean, for somebody who gets out and doesn't get a really good job, and you got all this fat debt hanging over you. Oh my God, the stories about that, and some of them are ridiculous sob stories, like you're referring to, Mark. USA Today did a long story about college loans, and these people, they borrow all this money. They don't even finish school, by the way. Oh, I just, you know, I was having some problems. I was drinking, partying too much, and I didn't finish. And I owe $40,000.
I know they can be predatory, but
and then, you know,
are we aware of
that? I've got two kids, and I got to pay childcare, and I owe $40,000. It's like, well, maybe you should finish school, not party.
Just stay good at what you're doing, which is, I guess, being poor.
I think 19-year-olds
that's good advice.
Really understand what owing $50,000-$60,000 means? I mean, it's a big responsibility for an 18-year-old to commit to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I worked at a bank when I was 19, so I was sort
of. Ooh! That's where they keep all the money. You had a private apartment in finance?
I'm going to start a new account, and that's the way it is.
That's me.
Dr. Yaldo would love to see you if you're tired of old technology like glasses and contacts and reading glasses. So it'd be nice if you'd call the Yaldo Eye Center like Charlie LaDuff did. Where Dr. Yaldo provides CATS custom LASIK, the most advanced in the world. People get better than 20/20 vision. It's where you can get amazing multifocal lens implants. The Rolls-Royce solution for people 50 and older. Take care of, just wipe out all your problems, including cataracts, and allow you to see the tiniest type like Eli and go around bragging about it on a regular basis. You've been putting it off for years, settling for old technology. Now is the time. Tax returns are coming. The Fresh Health Savings Accounts and the Drew and Mike discount. There's no better time to call Dr. Yaldo at 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. Trudy might even be going in.
I might.
Because she can't say no. Eli asked her to go in. When are you going to learn to say no?
I don't know. I better learn pretty fast.
That's one of those things where I was kind of, oh, she can't say no, so that's good because it's good for our advertiser. It's good for everything. She can get checked out. If nothing else, she knows the process better, but it's like 2 hours out of your day that I don't want to take. So
I know.
Got to be tough. Has this always been a problem?
No, I don't know. When did this become a problem?
I remember being a budding problem. I remember you being, you seemed to get attached to junkets that no one else wanted.
I had some fun there, though.
You did have fun on your junkets.
I have to admit.
I do recall when you
scored the Bill Murray interview
for you. That's true. I know. I thought that was pretty cool. When Chooch was dancing with himself, that sounded like a fun trip.
L.A.?
Yeah, what was that for? Yeah.
It was a junket for NBC's upcoming season.
Look at NBC getting mentions after years after the fact.
That's when I met Brooke Shields and she was wearing sweatpants and I noticed she had a gigantic butt. But she's a gigantic person, too. She's really tall. And
how tall was she?
She skied over me by, I don't know, at least 3-4 inches.
You gotta understand, I really care about Brooke Shields.
I always liked her eyebrows. I know people think I'm crazy.
No, you have an eyebrow.
There's a certain female eyebrow thing. I noticed it on Shelby on Siesta Key. I liked her eyebrows. They're a little big. I might thin them out. But
Olivia Jay, Lori Loughlin's daughter's got eyebrows you would like then.
Oh, yeah.
She's very strong.
Elizabeth Taylor's eyebrows.
Brooke Shields is 6 foot.
Oh,
she's 6 feet?
Oh.
Wow. Okay.
I'm 4 inches.
5'7".
Yeah. I don't know if Maz is slacking, but I do know he seems to be struggling in the month of March. Now, somehow every month he ends up first or second in sales there. And every month in the middle is like, oh, my God, everyone has just given up on us. I have a feeling things will pick up because the Ides of March are smiling down upon us. And that means Gabara and the Leprechauns at Zotford and Deals in the D.com are sharing their pot of gold with all our lucky listeners. Boy, isn't that sounds really nice. They're sharing
their pot of gold. Back to Dublin and find yourself a bottle to crawl into.
So chase the rainbow to Zotford and Holly. The snow belt is probably dissipating by this time. Enjoy their shenanigan-free low payments. Lisa New, does shenanigan-free work?
Yes.
Car dealership?
Oh,
I guess it can.
Sure. I think you should be reading this in an Irish accent.
Lisa New 19 Ford all-wheel drive Escape or new 19 Ford EcoSport as low as $82 a month. $82! Are there commercials in the Irish accent yet?
Yes, always.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, okay. Or you can lease a new 19 Ford Edge or 19 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4 as low as $97 a month. $97 a month, Zot Ford. They keep the green in your pockets to take advantage of these charming payments before they disappear. Hey, and, yes?
Did you mention that Ashley was here?
I didn't mention Ashley was here. You know, when she didn't complain. She was worried about being on Facebook, and I understand.
Oh.
I share your concerns. I take the abuse every day. You're absolutely right. You can join Maz and I in avoiding the pictures all the time. But yes, Ashley Fletcher?
Yes.
Donated generously.
Thank you.
Was that Killer Cares last year?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Yeah, there have been a few misfires on this visit.
It has. But I live in Colorado.
Is it our fault?
No, it's my fault. Completely, both times.
Yeah, it was absolutely her fault.
Yes.
Well, you were sick one time, right?
Yes. Yeah. And you guys,
Oh, that's right. Eight? I remember that.
I just had the baby, so I was like, I can't go and get the baby sick.
Mm-hmm.
No, what? Any observations at the 54-minute mark?
I don't know what to say. No,
you said, the room is smaller.
It's very small.
It's very cozy.
Facebook, it's very cozy. Mm-hmm. And it's just really cool to be here to see you guys.
Oh, good.
Like, Ashley?
Actually do it. It's like, oh my gosh, this is awesome.
So it's living up to its billing.
Oh, way, way more.
Oh my gosh.
Did you go in the Silence of the Lambs room yet?
Not yet, but okay, I want
we'll
to.
We'll take you back there later.
We are Ashley's sole connection to here. Rooted to this area when she's in Colorado, so she knows what's going on.
Yep. There's a lot of that.
News and everything, yeah.
What is our out-of-state listenership? About 10%?
More. Well, yeah, about. Yeah? About 10.
I'm kind of amazed when I do hear from people because they, you know, they've been living in Texas for 20 years or whatever, and they listen every day.
You miss me?
Yeah.
And South Carolina and Oklahoma and Arizona and North Dakota and New Mexico, California and Texas and New York, South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan.
And Colorado. Yeah, people all over are taking the show in. That's great. I mean, I'm glad we can get people anywhere. We have people in India.
Yeah.
Was it 43?
All over the world.
43. Mm-hmm. Different.
We know we have people that are stationed places based on where it's been hit too. Middle East and in Japan.
Ah, there we go.
Oh.
Oh, we're in all the blue countries? Really?
That is a pretty impressive map.
Wish I could identify.
All right, what country's missing?
You don't want the country.
Poland? Tokyo, China.
Those are total downloads? Well, we have 50. Wait. Hold on. Poland.
Technology.
5,700 downloads in Poland. 53 in the UK.
A lot of us came from the European Union, different countries, right?
5,300. 910 in Denmark.
Oh, yeah, we have Africa and Iraq, everywhere, like, such as.
Thailand, 401 downloads in Thailand.
Ooh.
Hot.
Netherlands, 369. Anguilla? We have 261 downloads in Anguilla, that little tiny island in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
That rocks that whole island.
That Puerto sounds Rico? Like a VPN. That's
Is that where the fire festival was?
Yeah, Puerto sure. Rico.
It's not too far. The Honduras, we have 78 downloads. Turkey, 76. Is that in the history of the show? Okay. How many millions do we have in the U.S.?
70 million.
Billions and billions.
That many million? Really?
That looks like futuristic, beautiful stuff.
Well, I think we're fairly certain now that we have over 2 million downloads a month.
Really?
Because we have 110,000, it appears, people who download the show every day. Now, there's some people that don't listen every day, but even if that number was, it's not that big a number, according to Jason.
Not a big
percentage. Anything Jason
no.
says goes, if it's good. Yeah. I mean, if it was 5,000,
if it's good.
If it was 10,000, it was 100,000 every show, that would be 1 million every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So that'd be 2 million a month.
I'll take it.
It's a lot of downloads.
Yeah. Good for us.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ashley, for being a part of that.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having me.
This have you converted awesome. Any people that live there that have no connection to this area whatsoever?
No. I've tried
Denver
to get
sucks
my
ass.
It does. No, I tried to get my husband. My husband's not from here. So he didn't. You know, I grew up my whole life.
You better
life
get rid of him.
Yep. I love him.
He doesn't understand the drops?
No, and I actually speak to him in drops, and half the time he just looks at me like, what are you talking about?
Why don't you
I have that same experience.
Orders?
Has he heard It Ain't All About You, Sweetheart yet?
I've said that a few times. I've
been might catch on
hard
to
believe
one.
Your marriage isn't working out.
When he probably does listen to this tomorrow, he's going to be like so confused.
No, oh, well. He's going to love it. And then he'll get the bug.
Is
and then...
he a Michigander?
No, he's from... Texas/Indiana.
Okay.
Oh. Texas/Indiana.
I don't hold a lot of hope out, but
they moved
maybe.
Up there when
he's
he was a sophomore
man.
And he went to Purdue, so he's kind of a half
he's
and
a
half.
Boy.
Why don't you just file for divorce?
Thanks, Trent.
It's where Kennedy is, so.
He's right. A Boilermaker.
He is.
Purdue, are you following their no, you don't care about their basketball. That's
we do, because we have
you do?
We have rivalries.
Okay.
Go Boilermakers!
You root for Michigan?
Michigan State.
Ah.
Gross.
You're looking pretty good.
Sorry, Mark.
You lost, Mark.
Are they going to play again? Do you think they'll play in the Big Ten tournament?
In the championship? No.
No?
One of them's going to get upset.
Who?
I don't know. Matthews is coming back. He practiced today for Michigan. I don't know. I'm playing the odds, Drew. One of them's going to get upset.
I feel like the Spartans are depleted, but maybe they have that thing where people get injured and it rises.
Well, I mean,
the Rocky phenomenon.
Yeah.
They're better without Ward.
They seem to be. I mean, it's crazy, but I can't wait. Michigan State doesn't play till Friday at 12:30.
Okay.
When does Michigan play?
Are you sure it's Friday?
I thought it was.
It's the same day.
I was reading about the waffle guy. The waffle fan?
Oh, that's
oh,
right.
Yeah, I know. Nice GoFundMe.
GoFundMe. No, I
thank God GoFundMe exists so he can go to the game.
A dude with a waffle.
Yeah.
Nice.
He's going to crank it up, by the way.
He's upping his game. Yeah.
But he doesn't want to get kicked out, so it's a fine line to walk.
I thought he said Friday at 12:30 was the first game that he had to get to because he has to work Thursday
today,
night.
Today, Wednesday? So, yeah, it's Friday of the games.
Yeah.
There's two games today, then two tomorrow, and then the final.
I didn't find his GoFundMe.
Semifinals.
I didn't actually see it, but I know it had like a $2,000 limit, and he had hit like 1,600, mm-hmm. which was enough to get him there.
Wow. Yeah.
By himself. He's very sad. He's by himself.
No, no, he was okay with it. He just wants to go. I want to see how he ups his game. Is he going to be on TV as much as he was in the Michigan game?
Oh, guarantee it.
How can you up a waffle game?
He'll pour syrup on his fucking head stupid.
By the way, what does a waffle have to do with a college bet? Am I missing something?
Sometimes he likes him, sometimes he doesn't. He waffles back and forth.
Oh.
I don't know. I just care about that.
Right? It works better for a state fan because a green waffle is better than a blue waffle.
That is true.
Yeah. Don't Google that. Do not Google.
No, go ahead and Google
it. Yeah, go ahead and Google blue waffle.
Or just ask your dad, whoever you are.
Who was tweeting their anger over?
Someone's tweeting anger.
Somebody was, angry about the waffle guy being on TV all the time. Who was it?
Matt Derry was very mad that they kept showing him. It's like, what? Okay. Look, this is the best part about college sports is I'm allowed to hate that guy solely because he's rooting for a team I don't want to win.
I don't know why.
That's the joy of it.
I want to see
fuck
him on
that
TV
guy.
A lot.
I don't know him.
Because it bothers people. I think that's.
I want more of him now because of that.
I rejoice every time I see him on TV.
I want to see him so I can hate him.
Yeah.
Go waffle guy then.
Okay.
He sucks.
He wants to stay in the same hotel as Tom Izzo and the team, he said.
So, oh, good for you.
I don't know if his GoFundMe is going to be enough for that. But maybe you should talk to Luke Nowacki about his investments. Because, and he also said he hoped to graduate this spring and he's 22.
We're spending too much time on him.
Wait,
he's 22?
He's 20. I know. I can't help noticing how many people are, because when you see something about a college student, you expect them to be 19, 20. And I just noticed that I'm reading a lot about college students who are 23, 24, and they're working on their undergrad.
30.
Oh, that 30. At least Joey's in a master's
35.
Program.
35. What do you mean? You? Oh, boy.
Yeah. Undergrad?
Undergrad? No way. Really?
Yeah. I'm 4 classes left.
Oh, well, that's different.
Are you taking them?
Not this semester. That's how I'm here.
Well, this could become a running bit. When will Ashley graduate?
Oh, my God. Now my husband's going to really, he will now listen. He will listen now for that.
Okay.
Well, that's a running bit. Then.
Oh, that's an argument that he's glad that we're on his side then?
Oh, yes.
Okay. I got to tell you, though.
Here, he called me because I drove here at this time. And he's like, I just have to ask you, how many classes? What's going on with this? Like, because he just started his master's. So now he's back into school after 12 years. So he's been seeing what I've been going through. I graduated with my associates in May, so I at least have one done.
Okay.
I see.
So,
but 4 classes to your bachelor's?
I believe it's 4 or 5.
Okay.
Shame works, though.
Is he of the opinion that maybe you're not on top of the situation?
Oh, he says that all the time.
Because when you said 4 or 5, that seems to tell me that you're not sure how many credits exactly you need.
God. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Do we need to, this could be a great MyBookie.com. No, it's not a good MyBookie debt because it'll take too long to settle.
Yes. I have to by, he wants me done by next May.
May?
He put a clock on you?
A lot of people go to college for 7 years.
I know. They're called doctors.
That's what he says to me every time we talk about it.
pushy next May.
Well, he figures that he is. Like, since I've known you, you've been going to college. So
your mom goes to college.
Next thing you know, we're going to be calling her because she's going to be like a 95-year-old college graduate.
That's true. That'd be cool. You guys will have to make the call. Yeah, I won't probably be around. Should we put on the board May, call Ashley to congratulate her on graduating?
Yes. Thank you, Trish.
This is the best money he's ever spent, me coming here and you guys doing this.
Well, shame works because, my buddy was, he got a job, so he stopped going, and he was like 12 credits short.
Oh, yeah.
And anytime he dared say that he graduated, the whole group would just pounce on him.
Oh, he actually stayed and graduated?
For a year. Well, he just never went back to school, and then he did. I think Matt was, wow, boy, he might have been like 34, 35 when he went back just to complete his undergrad.
He did?
Yes, just based on a shame.
It happens.
No, some people never go. And he did it, and he got it, and I think he kind of enjoyed like Rodney Dangerfield going back to school, being the old guy in the class.
Could be kind of fun.
With these undergrads. The problem was it was computer science. And a lot changes in 15 years in the world of computer science.
That probably wasn't easy.
It's all that new technology we don't need.
No.
I don't know why. I get
always got it, so good job, Maddie.
I like hearing about people that didn't go to college who are kicking ass, because there's a ton of people who are doing that. Mm-hmm. And if you have the luxury and you don't have to run up a bunch of debt.
Mm-hmm. It's great.
It is nice. But, okay, so is May reasonable?
Yeah, it is. Okay. I just have to go home and call some people and get it going. And now I really have to because I'm going to be like, they're going to be calling me.
Well, I'm thinking on a basis like 12 to 15 credits.
Down.
We're not sure if it's 12 or 15. We only go by the information you give us. But that would seem like about a quarter or a semester. Is that like a full semester?
Well, this is the thing. So it depends on how many classes they
offer.
Hmm.
Whether you can get in.
Yes, and I'm finishing online.
Okay.
So.
Why is it taking so long?
Exactly.
There's an asterisk. No matter what we do about this.
But and I've changed my degree like 14,000 times.
Oh, your major?
My major, yes.
What is it going to be in if things go according to plan?
Oh, it's supposed to be business.
Business.
That's good.
Okay.
So.
Supposed to be?
Yeah, I don't know what I don't know what I want to do with my life.
Actually, Zeus can go into business together.
She was not expecting this conversation,
no,
clearly.
Not at all.
Okay. Well, just enjoy the rest of your visit.
Thank you so much. Oh, no, it's okay.
But in May, that we should make that congratulatory call because it'll be fun either way. It's a little more pressure for Mr. Fletcher.
I don't think there's ever a bad time.
Randy, okay. Randy will be glad we're on his side.
The best business school, I think.
But she could talk to Luke Nowacki and maybe determine if it makes... Yeah, maybe it doesn't make sense. I don't know. I'm not saying anything about that. But how many kids?
Zero.
Okay.
Dogs.
Lucky.
Awesome.
Well, if those dogs want to go to college, you might want to talk to Luke about a 529, or maybe you've got a 401k that is not performing the way it should. Or maybe you're just trying to make a financial plan for the future. And
I don't know what to do with all the money they're giving us. It's crazy.
There's so many people, a lot older than you, who don't have a plan yet and are going, oh, my God, it's not that far away. It just keeps getting closer. That's why Luke Nowacki wants to help you, and his team is ready to work for you on the 13th floor. Have you been over there, Trudy?
Many times.
Is that the coolest office?
Luke is, yes, and he has the best suits ever.
Yeah, if nothing else, he looks very
successful. He's a sharp dresser, yeah.
Very much.
Appearances are very good.
Imagine going to a financial planner, sweatpants. He's just got sweatpants, oversized shirt with holes in it.
Well, he doesn't spend
look
money.
The part. Yeah. You got to look the part, though.
Oh, he's a ball buster. That's
you kind of
sure.
do. 248-663-4748, and he'd love to work with you and see what he can do to help you. Security Investment Advisory Services off through Royal Alliance Associates, Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, Royal Alliance Associates, Incorporated, separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates. Luke Nowacki, 248-663-4748. Luke's also a sponsor of No BS News, Charlie's podcast, Charlie LaDuff's, which is doing very well, and Elric is
new one tonight.
Recording tonight.
Who knows when it'll get posted. It's crazy.
No,
it'll be posted tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Okay. Any idea what the topic du jour is?
Yeah, a little bit. Depends where the conversation goes. There's going to be a bunch of Michigan State stuff.
Okay.
And talking to him. But I want to get down to the Carmack thing with him a little bit and find out more. Because he had the interview with Duggan and the tape of Carmack.
Oh, yeah, that was a great
Carmack
story.
Carmack is back in court again today. And to your question as to shouldn't we know who owns that land, did you read the article today about him?
No.
It kind of answers that question.
It does?
Yeah.
Okay, who owns it? why is one article able to decipher that when for a couple of years we're told, it's crazy. He says he owns it, but the city says he doesn't own it.
He bought
it. Owning a piece of land is usually not in question.
He bought it.
That sure is a mystery.
The simple answer is he bought it, didn't file the correct paperwork or pay taxes on it. So the city says, then you didn't buy it. It was never finalized. We still own it. That's when he...
Okay, you mean when he bought it, it had property taxes in arrears that he had to pay.
I don't think he paid taxes afterwards either. I can't find
the story. Oh, my.
And so then he sold it, and they're like, well, actually might have filed some paperwork right before he sold it, too. And they're like, no. This isn't how that works. You owe some more money. But he's like, well, I sold it. Here's the story.
Wait, he couldn't complete the sale, and he sells something that wasn't completely...
Yeah, Detroit alleged that it was fraudulently sold.
If he never cleared the property taxes, I don't think he's got a leg to stand on.
City accused Carmack of filing a property transfer affidavit with the city of Detroit's assessor's office listing his company as the property's taxpayer prior to the sale to another firm. The city alleges that he sold the 10-acre property for $1 million. City attorneys say that the city uncovered the sale while researching the new buyer. The Detroit City Council approved in 2007 selling the site to Carmack for $250,000, but he failed to complete the transaction by filing the proper paperwork and making payments, which is why the land remains under the city's ownership, according to Detroit.
There's a tweet from Elric that says that Mayor Duggan will not have to testify in Carmack's case. Now, I don't know. Why would the mayor be testifying in a case anyway? I never understood what was the desire to go after Duggan. Why would Mike Duggan give a flying bleep about this one stupid property? And why would the mayor be involved in that? I mean, that sounds, if he was, I'd say, it sounds kind of Kwame-esque to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, why? Why would he be mixed up in that? He should have no connection to it whatsoever. And I don't think he does, as far as I know, but I just don't know why this guy keeps attacking. Is Duggan just, I guess he's the symbol of Detroit. But anybody see Fox 2 News last night? Elric covering that tonight, by the way. Anybody see Fox 2 last night?
I did not know.
No, is that getting drunk?
That's right. So was I. I didn't have to get up and go to work today either. They did a story about a family that bought a house. It was a family without a lot of means. They bought an old beat-up house from Fannie Mae for $1,500. You know, the city is trying desperately to get people in these homes instead of having to knock them down. Because if someone lives there, it's better. They'll fix it up. And it was in 2016. And then a couple days ago, whoa, city's knocking the house down. And the neighbors are calling the mom or the woman. I think she's part of a married couple, and they might have some kids too. They, of course, wanted to save money and fix the house up.
Is that the house?
Yeah, that's the house.
You got to knock it down.
It needs some work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Windows are boarded up. And they were not having great success putting together the kind of money. I mean, it's clear that that house needs a lot of work.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, anyway, yesterday they got a call. The city's knocking the house down. So they rush over there. They show them the paperwork. We own this house and, you know, and so on. And they stopped, but they had knocked down the brick wall on one side of the house.
Oh, boy.
So she said there was no warning. There was nothing posted on the house. And the city said...
Well, if we know one thing about the city, they're really quick to knock things down.
I know that it was okay. Here's what's so crazy about it. It was on the demolition list since 2015.
Whoa. Really?
When did 4 years.
When did you buy it?
Slow down.
2016.
Oh, that's interesting.
And the city says, as a homeowner, it was their job to check the demolition list.
Bullshit.
Are you kidding me? They also said it was deemed dangerous in 2015 after fire. So why was a sale allowed of this house?
Yeah.
And by the way, the family is paying the taxes on this property. The taxes are not in arrears. And this is one of those stories that just made me go, why is the city screwing these people? Why doesn't the city just go, these look like nice people. They're trying to do something with a really bad piece of property. They're not having great success yet, but they're paying the property taxes. The house is generating income for the city.
Let's not make it harder.
Yeah. Why are we spending, what's it cost, $12,000 to knock a house down? They could spend $12,000 knocking a house down that somebody's paying property taxes on. Why? So I was really disappointed to hear the city's response. And I don't know, I'm hearing too many of these stories. The thing, the towing stories that Walchek keeps doing, why is the city letting this go on? Why don't they just go, why doesn't the city just say, call Fox 2 the next day and say, get a camera over here. This bullshit is over. 87-year-olds are not going to walk into McDonald's and get their car towed any fucking more, and these people are never towing another car in the city of Detroit, or we'll throw them in the slammer. Who's going to complain?
Oh, that would sound really good.
The towing, lobby?
They do, well, boy, there's something really strange going on with the towing in Detroit, isn't there?
Yeah, well, they look at the police department with
exactly,
the towing.
Exactly, the wiretaps.
What's the incentive to stop it?
But didn't we kind of think this kind of crap was maybe going to come to an end with Kilpatrick? I mean, when you get busted like that, I certainly expect them to say, okay, we're done with that. But
hell
it seems
it's so institutionalized, Drew.
Yeah,
it's just there. It's not like one new mayor or one administration is going to be able to
so in other words,
switch on it.
It doesn't matter how many stories they do.
Well, no, they got to keep doing them, though.
I guess you'd think one story would be enough. I don't know. It just looks so bad. And then the first story on Fox 2 last night was about Michigan having the most sex offenders of any state.
What?
Maybe it's per capita.
Really?
44,000 sex offenders, and you know how you look it up, and you know how many your neighbor. And the guy in the story, I can't think of his name.
Dave Spencer.
Dave Spencer, yeah. Mm-hmm. He says, I checked within a half a mile of Fox 2. There's 9 sex offenders within a half mile of the TV station.
Ooh, do it here. Let's see.
What, people get charged with, people get put on the sex offender list and they immediately want to move near Fox 2 for some reason? What's up with that?
Keep an eye on them so they don't do a story
on you. It's crazy.
Are you putting in this address, Brandon?
Yeah, I will.
This is exciting.
What are we doing?
Seeing how many sex offenders are around here.
Oh, our studio.
Crap.
What, are you on there?
I don't know. This house.
The way you said it.
No, this house is such a piece of shit, I'm convinced.
Well, that's the genius of it. No one would, you know, they think they would be in this house, not the nice one next door. Four.
It just seems like no matter what address you put in, there's going to be.
Oh, that's too close.
Four?
Oh, he looks like a nice
guy. That guy.
Four within
house.
He's
related to
Mike. Talking to that guy.
Can we find out what they did, by the way?
Yeah, no, it says on there, doesn't it?
It doesn't. Not in specifics.
Who's the closest?
Excuse me. This is the closest.
That guy again?
Don't use names, by the way.
I won't. But what it does say.
Who wouldn't want to offend any sex offenders?
Possession of child sexually abusive material. So it sounds like child porn. Lots of charges.
How close is that fucking guy?
I'm sure Mags and Layla have walked past his house.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
How close? Mags doesn't walk that far.
Come on, Mags.
Are you kidding me? Are you sure about that?
And then there's this dude, too.
Let's see that guy.
Ooh, he looks scary.
Stop talking to that
guy.
How close
is that guy?
Look at this. Right.
What?
Ooh.
Sorry.
His face is bigger at the bottom than it is at the top, isn't it?
Criminal sexual conduct, assault with intent.
To commit criminal sexual penetration.
Oh, my God. You have terrible people in this neighborhood.
How close is that guy?
It's 25 years ago, though.
Does Mags walk by his place?
Probably not, because it's on the other side of this road.
Oh, no. Oh, I guarantee he is not walking. No, Mags is not walking.
Drew doesn't
even
drive over there.
When she gets loose, might go over there.
She's crossed that street.
What's the other one?
It's blank.
Oh, no. Keep an eye out for that guy or girl.
Oh, yeah. There are no chicks
multiple
on there,
offenders.
Huh?
That's why there's two people that live together.
In the same place?
Yeah, this is mine. They have a drop-down menu.
Oh,
choose your offender on the drop-down menu.
Okay. Yeah. It's like Ray and Pete.
That dude?
This guy?
What'd you do?
Let's see.
What'd you do? Criminal sexual conduct, second degree, person under 13.
Oh, nice.
Another charge for the same thing.
But, you know, I never understand.
25 years ago again.
You're saying they paid their time, Brandon?
Well, I think what their main gripe is.
Has Mags walked by his house?
Probably, yeah.
No way. No way.
Wait, you just do, look at the map.
Which one is my house? The
right
blue
here.
One?
Right here.
Yeah.
Do you just do this small?
That's my street.
She walks to that street and back.
Is that towards 7-Eleven?
No.
This is
the other way?
Yeah, that would be south.
7-Eleven's right here.
Okay, we don't walk that way, so.
Okay.
He's never walked by his house.
There are not that many around 7-Eleven.
I'm glad these two guys found each other. Criminal sexual conduct, second degree. Same charge. That's how they found each other.
Yeah, but
they lived together?
Yeah.
He was 30 years ago.
Lord knows what they're planning.
But I think their big gripe is for certain offenses, not necessarily these ones.
So like peeing outdoors?
Maybe. Should you have a lifelong registry for that?
Well, that's usually when a senior in high school is banging a freshman or something like that. I hear a lot of people say, that happens all the time, and they're just kids.
Well, you can see what the person did. Let the people decide.
Yeah, it's just what gets identified permanently. You know, and it's on your record, too. Pretty rough. Something in high school. I don't know. That one's a hard one because, frankly, I always thought guys who, you know, like juniors going out with freshmen, I always thought that was so lame. Mm-hmm. Everyone's a freshman, especially.
Well, it's always, always.
You can't date someone your own age.
It's always the freshman chick dating the junior guy.
Of course.
You never see a freshman dude nailing the hot cheerleader who's a senior.
But you know that junior is going to pressure that chick to act like a junior.
Yeah. Of course.
Whatever that means.
It's the game.
What does that mean, Drew?
HJ, at least.
Oh, God, waste of time.
Why are there no chicks on that list up there?
You rarely find them. I know. Yeah. I've come across a few.
Right?
Because you guys don't do anything.
What we do? We just know the rules.
The rules. Yeah, because you hold all the consent.
We're good boundary keepers.
Yeah, right.
You guys don't.
I can present some that aren't.
Like we do.
Is this around you? Wow, you got a lot around you, Brandon.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, this is my sub, and there's none in my sub.
Oh, do mine. I bet you I have a ton around me. I bet you anything there's a ton around me.
Oh, do my house. Do my house.
This guy's pretty close to me, though.
Oh, he seems cool.
Looks like a good guy. Yeah. Mm. He'll walk by there.
You know what? Do we all hang out with him, Brandon? Would you hang out with that guy, Brandon? Would you hang out with him?
I don't know. Maybe.
Oh.
Really?
If I didn't know, I don't know.
Well, you're not a child, so.
I just wanted you to say no so I could call you a racist.
Plug in Trudy's address.
Yeah.
And her apartment.
We're all going to be there, of course.
I don't know Trudy's address. If you want to tell me, I'll bleep it.
Okay. It's...
Or just tell him.
Joey's all over it.
Oh.
He knows the apartment, too.
Oh. You got one.
Bingo.
Where's
T. Daniels? That dude done? Who's T. Daniels?
Jay Zuver.
And check out the offense.
Does he live at the back of the sub? I hate those back of the sub people.
Oh, yeah. You can't trust back of the sub people.
No.
Let's see.
Put that one in.
Yes, child sexually abusive activity distributing or promoting.
Got a good look, that guy.
Hard to tell.
Yeah.
I think he thinks he's hot since he shaved his head, by the way.
Yeah,
don't judge a book by its cover for the opposite reason with that guy. He's pretty cool looking.
What's your zip?
48072.
Oh, we in Mark's house now?
There's going to be so many.
Three.
Oh, my God. Whoa. That was way too close.
Your house.
Whoa.
That is your house.
They're trying to move close to you.
You have to know this person.
I've never seen that guy.
You know that guy?
No, that's not my street. He lives on the street over.
Oh. Sexy
what'd
specs.
What'd he do? What'd he do? What'd he do?
You know the guy?
Yeah, we hang out.
Hang out with him?
Criminal sexual conduct, second
He used my internet. I don't know why he wanted
under
to.
Under 13.
Jeez.
Wow. Oh, God. Gross.
Yikes.
Oh, my God. That guy's way. Oh, that guy's other side of the tracks.
Oh, this guy?
Whoa.
Yikes!
He looks like Ray Liotta.
Oh.
He does. There's a resemblance.
Post-Chantix Ray Liotta. Same thing.
And then
that one's not even close.
This guy?
That guy's in Huntington Woods.
Okay.
Wow. He looks like my sex offender.
That's weird. They
give brothers.
Did you notice they give their Facebook name?
Ooh.
It said Facebook under and then gave the late name listed.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Really? Huh. Interesting.
I gotta keep an eye on that other dude.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, anybody following Johnny Depp's lawsuit?
Well, just the how the tide has turned, pro Depp.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
But I don't know. Is the tide really turning?
No. It's like Michael Jackson supporters.
Right. That's kind of the way I took it. And it's amazing how much data Depp has all of a sudden to suggest that Amber Heard was abusing him, and not the reverse. So what I want to know is, why did he agree to give $7 million to a women's shelter organization or some domestic abuse?
He's drunk.
Is he a nice guy?
Remember when they're divorced?
Yes.
Yeah, and he agreed to that. Well, why would you agree to all that? Why is he so mad now? Because he lost a couple jobs, right?
Yeah, he lost one big one right after she wrote that op-ed.
So all of a sudden he has 84 security cameras in his house, and they're going to show us that she faked assaults, and she yelled, "Stop hitting me, Johnny!" Well, there was a security person in the home in the next room.
That sounds so fake.
I know. I
lie.
But look at the picture of him with a black eye.
That's... My ex-wife is destroying my name.
You can see a little purple. You can also see a lot of eyeliner. So I don't know which one.
Well, as I read the story, it really suggested there were all these fake domestic assault things. She was trying to get him
set
in
him
trouble
up.
Or set him up.
How does that
and
help
thinking,
her?
Okay, first of all, wouldn't you, okay, if she's yelling, "Johnny, stop hitting me," and he's not hitting her, wouldn't you think that you would initiate, you would simply separate at that point? Yeah. If somebody's doing that to me, it's over.
Side note, where was the security that heard all this? They just,
Mark,
she's beating him up and then pretending that he's beating her up and they're not doing anything?
I'm just telling you what I read. It's so stupid.
Security.
It's so crazy. Yeah. And as I got thinking about this, you know, I'm not there. So for me to take a stand on this, like so many people are, look at what she did to Johnny Depp. I don't know what happened. All I know is these two people both seem fucking nuts. I don't know why a 27-year-old woman would marry a 53-year-old lunatic, and I've read plenty about him that suggests he's absolutely out of his gore.
Oh, yeah. Well, he reanimates. Remember, he goes to the bathroom to reanimate.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's staying up at, you know, for 3 days at a time. And, I mean, it sounds like absolute insanity. 27.
What kind of woman would tear down a dad?
She's half his age. You know, she's
hot.
So he's Johnny Depp, whatever. And then you watch the video. The only video we have is the one where he is clearly a flaming ass.
Yeah, wailing on her.
He's drunk at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Pours himself a gallon of wine.
And she's trying to record him. I guess she's trying to set him up there.
Oh, you're recording? Huh? You're recording? Slamming every cabinet.
Yeah, and slamming her phone too. And
wearing a cowboy hat and sunglasses at 9 in
the
morning.
That's his look. Get off his
back. Six bangles,
that look.
3 necklaces.
That was the only thing that was together about him.
Scarves.
Was his look. His look looked fine.
But the interesting thing here, like you mentioned, are these people that are just supporting him seemingly out of the blue and supporting him hardcore and just hammering social media with stuff. Has anybody looked at who these people are? Are they even real?
Oh,
are they
question.
Bots? I don't know.
Well,
I
one of
all
them,
I know is there, I love is his Sauvage commercial. It's the best. He looks dirty, and I don't think that's a really good commercial.
Is that when
for
he
that.
Buried the hat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't he look like
he buried all of his accessories?
Looks all like.
But he got him back.
I'll tell you the part that's a little weird is that she is generating funds for these real live charities. So if this is someone who fakes domestic assaults, it seems odd.
For good cause.
For good cause. Yeah, it seems strange. She does seem to be sincere about what she's doing. Is she, it's just, I don't know, it's very hard to put this all together. But as far as people supporting him, one of them is Doug Stanhope.
Oh, really?
Who is a very good friend of Johnny Depp's.
Yeah.
And Doug blistered her on social media somewhere or in an interview and said that that Johnny didn't do anything, that she is, I don't have the quote right in front of me, but he supported Johnny Depp, and she is suing him.
Stanhope?
She's suing Doug Stanhope.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and
she's not going to win.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what's, hard to say. I don't know why Doug Stanhope is... Was Doug Stanhope a witness? Maybe, I should look up what Doug Stanhope said exactly. That's pretty hard. Pretty hard to win stuff like
that. What I want to know is when is Doug Stanhope going on tour again?
I want to know how did he become friends with Johnny Depp? Where did they cross paths?
Who knows?
Both kind of big drinkers in entertainment.
What's his wife's name?
Amber Heard.
Bingo.
Bingo.
Oh, his wife. That's a cool name,
Doug Stanhope.
She's a trip.
Yeah, she is. I don't know. I get bummed out because I hear him on Stern, and I really want to just hear him.
Oh, and she's there?
Yeah, and she's there.
Oh, Bingo.
She's quite a bit.
And so, Bingo is her name.
It's just a little Yoko-y to me, but he seems to encourage it. It's not like he's shut down. Okay, great Wi-Fi here.
Tour dates.
Johnny Depp is being blackmailed by Amber Heard. Here's how I know. Guest column.
Column, yeah.
Amber Heard drops lawsuit against Johnny Depp's pal, Doug Stanhope. Okay. So I guess that's... Wait, that's in December... September 2016? I'm not... I thought I read something fresh about this. I'm reading old internet stories again.
Well, maybe that came back, though, because it was dredged up in the with this new sort of turn. Yeah.
Possibly.
Johnny taking the offense there.
Okay, I'm curious, though, how does this guy... Oh, this is 2016.
Johnny, so, by the way. How old is he?
I know.
Yeah, 56 or something. The whole thing
if he
is
went
just,
to John Depp.
It's just so flipping crazy. But it is interesting how many people are fighting words, which, you know, it used to be... I hear so many things now in social media alone, maybe go, wow, I'm amazed somebody would say that about... And they'll specifically name the person... And, you know, for example, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, I'm just going to call her AOC from now on. She's accusing the Wells Fargo CEO, not just a generic person, but the actual person, of caging children at the border. I'm thinking, well, that's a very specific thing to say, that the CEO of Wells Fargo is caging children at the border.
Who's saying this?
AOC.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And we have some audio of AOC, by the way, at her recent...
Don't hold back. Tell me how you really feel about incrementalism.
Because we talk about racism so much, we actually aren't talking about race itself.
This is pretty common, though, with a lot of youngsters.
I read a story about this interview, and the person writing the story said, I was stunned at how often she says, and he said, as far as it was, you couldn't even begin to count up the ums. And then this thing came out. And of course, she's a target right now.
But she fully accepts.
She doesn't seem to be terribly careful about what she says. I am curious about, can somebody look up why the Wells Fargo CEO was caging children at the border? I immediately read that and I said, well, first of all, if he's caging children at the border, it doesn't seem that the CEO of Wells Fargo would be doing that. That just seemed like
doesn't he have
fake accounts to set up for people?
Yeah,
exactly.
You get back on that.
Why would he be caging children? And if he isn't caging children at the border, I would think he'd be pretty pissed that someone is saying he's caging children at the border.
Now it's financing the caging of children was the quote. I don't know why.
I got to read it real fast because it's in the Washington Post.
Again, why would the CEO of Wells Fargo be financing the caging of children? Isn't our government caging children?
I'm interested in human rights abuses and environmental disasters that some say are financed by your bank, Wells Fargo, some people are saying.
Private prisons, for-profit immigration detention.
Some people are saying? Is that she says that?
Sharp. Yeah.
Really? Well, that is a thing.
The president says that, too. Some people say he says that all the time. I'm hearing.
But when you're saying the CEO of Wells Fargo is financing the caging of children.
She's actually questioning him. She then cited an opinion piece which linked the bank to private prisons, for-profit immigration detention centers, loan sharks, payday lending schemes, and accused Wells Fargo of holding much of the bond debt strangling Puerto Rico. That's Puerto Rico's fault.
What? Something else is Puerto Rico's fault? I feel bad for those people.
Puerto Rico.
I feel bad for him, too. Sorry.
And I hadn't heard anything about him suing her, so I don't know. I just thought, there's a lot of people saying a lot of wild things.
So I guess that's what she's referring to.
Okay, well, that's a little different than him caging
children. It's a little simple.
No, I saw the footage. I've seen the footage. He's personally taking children and throwing them in cages.
Well, that's what I thought when I read it. So if he is, I'm glad she pointed that out.
There's a real dark turn where Brandon just went, but finished that.
What, personally caging?
With Al Jean. talking about Michael.
Oh, wow, that is a wild, wild interview.
That is made me really kind of nauseous.
I don't know why he's being mean.
Yeah, Al Jean from The Simpsons was talking about shelving the Michael Jackson version, the one where he's a voice, saying that he felt Michael Jackson, and he said The Simpsons brain trust is in unanimous feeling about this, that Michael Jackson was trying to appeal to children by being...
With that episode.
He used it to groom. Oh. Like, look at this episode.
Okay, I'm on The Simpsons.
That's right. Hope you like your present. And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three, four.
Did you know he didn't sing this part, though?
Oh, that's right. He couldn't sing, but he did the voice.
Yeah. God bless you this day. He employed a sound-alike singer, Jackson did. It was Harry Shearer.
It's 1991. Why couldn't he sing?
Contractually.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Whatever. Well, the video of him with Safe Chuck buying jewelry in 1989 is also on TMZ today, which is, why is a man 31 years old buying jewelry for an 8-year-old?
He wasn't. He was a child. He was buying it for a woman, and Safe Chuck's hands were small like a woman's.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Sure he was. What woman was that in 1989?
What children buy jewelry for women? Was he buying it for his mom? Because Jackson's
a child. No, Jackson was buying it for his babe.
Yeah, no, but he's a child.
But Safe Chuck has the right size finger.
There's Michael.
He's at his identical fingers.
No, I know.
Jackson's woman.
But Jackson's a child. He's reliving his childhood.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, maybe it's a promise ring.
That's right.
I mean, this is just...
That does complicate the issue.
I'm really amazed at these people who just want to blanket support Michael Jackson and these fucking assholes and their liars.
A beautiful blanket.
It's amazing the talking points that people develop for stories like this. You know, to suggest that, you know, Aaron Carter, he didn't molest me, so therefore, how can you say he molested anyone else? He would have molested me if he molested anyone else.
Yeah.
So if you don't molest one child, then you didn't molest anyone else. I know I went through that yesterday, but I'm stunned how that flies with a lot of people. Corey Feldman, too. He didn't molest Corey Feldman, so how could he have molested this guy?
And part of their argument is that it's the parents' fault. For putting their children or serving
them
up
to him.
We
can agree that the parents are bad, but that doesn't get Michael Jackson off the hook because their parents served their kids up to Michael Jackson, and it's not his fault. The parents served him up. What else is he supposed to do? They made it so easy for him.
Insane argument.
That's so stupid.
Because, you know, we don't think that the parents knew, right? It's not as though the parents are like, hey, where's Michael Jackson? I got a baby to give him. You know, that's not how that scenario
it seems that
went.
They thought they were going to benefit
they were
in
duped.
Some way. Yeah, they were duped. You know, this one sister of, I think, it was Safe Chuck, and the mother were saying that, you know, this...
Robson.
Oh, Robson, okay. They were suggesting that, I thought it was the Safe Chucks because he used to hang out at the Safe Chucks house all the time and sleep in bed with the kid at their house. Just like
after we went on a nice walk through the neighborhood.
Yeah. Just like he used to do with Jordy Chandler. He used to sleep at his mother's apartment all the time with the door locked in the bedroom for many, many, many minutes.
It's just a sleepover.
Most loving thing you can do, man.
So... Anyway, the sister and the mother were saying, when this all came about, we realized our lives were just complete bullshit. It was all a lie. And all, you know, there was so much that revolved around this relationship. They moved to L.A. Well, their father killed himself.
And to that point, how dejecting must that have been? You get to L.A., you're finally making that big move, your dad kills himself, and then Jackson's moved on to Macaulay Culkin.
Oh,
so weird. He's playing the field.
If you're not sick of all that by now, YouTube is launching a documentary that's at South by Southwest tonight, and it's about boy bands.
Oh, with Pearlman,
Lou Pearlman story, and Aaron Carter, JC, and Lance are all being interviewed for that documentary.
Should we call Chris Kirkpatrick?
Wait, are they going to defend Lou Pearlman, or are they going to pile on?
Oh, no.
No,
can we find someone...
You want to hear the trailer?
Can we find someone their age that Lou Pearlman did not molest? Is around to fight this?
Always remember that while you're doing your show, your business can be rough.
Is that fat one? No, who's that?
It's Perez, isn't it? Didn't he always wear that goofy hat?
Well, the boy band craze to me was this amazing time in history that changed everything.
We started selling out stadiums, started selling out arenas.
You see a girl pass out dancing in front of you, and you're supposed to just keep performing.
People were selling a million records a week. Like, nobody had ever seen sales like this before.
And what a lot of people don't understand, the man responsible for this was Lou Pearlman.
Oh, he's so weird looking.
The impresario behind Backstreet Boys and NSYNC.
Lou was head of our family. We would have dinners, we would tell him everything.
Grooming. This guy is the guy.
He looks like the Big Lebowski.
A little bit.
Not the dude, but the Big Lebowski.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he does.
Engineering music on the radio. Things were going great for us. This was going to be our first check presentation.
A lot of money now. This is going to be nuts. Chris.
I open up the envelope. I see the check. And, oh, my gosh. Like, my heart sunk. I couldn't believe the number I was looking at.
There was this person that I had all this complete trust in. Suddenly... the carpet just got ripped out from underneath us.
You sell almost 10 million albums. I could have made this much working full-time at Starbucks.
Something isn't adding up. Lou's getting paid. Promoters are getting paid. The deeper they dug, the worse it got.
Never in a million years thought a person that I entrusted my life with could do something like this. It went from Jolly Lou to, like, I don't give a fuck about you right now.
Then to find out how many other people this thing that he did affected.
One of the FBI agents I did a lot of work with, he looked like he had a bank fraud case involving Lou Pearlman.
Webs upon webs of robbery.
Every parent is protective of their child, and I was so angry.
It was all truly criminal.
He would use his power and influence to try to manipulate young performers.
It's not for me to decide, man.
He terrorized me.
If Lou didn't feel bad, then he's a monster.
Lou gave us all the ability to have life today.
It's nice to see Aaron Carter still doing great.
I wonder if he could
sleep. Not affected at all.
Lou has all the power. A man who had everything, he stole my life. Had the world in his palm of his hand.
I just wanted to kiss him.
I gotta take a break for a second, guys.
Oh, my God.
Ashley Parker Angel's in it.
I just need
to remember Ashley Parker Angel.
Is Timberlake said no.
Is something missing in this documentary?
I didn't hear about any molestation.
Exactly. That was a huge part of it. Is it just going to be about his finances and the money?
I don't know. Guess so.
Oh.
Didn't he answer the door with nude guys, nude boys?
No, he would like to take a nude hot tub. Yeah.
So remember when you guys interviewed Chris Kirkpatrick?
Yeah,
he was great.
That part of this, the interview preceded this. That was, I remember that fascinating interview.
Yeah, he was pretty loosey-goosey.
We need to go back and find that.
I'm trying to remember, has anyone specifically, it seems like they've all suggested it, but they've never really come out and said, yeah, he did this to this guy with Lou Pearlman.
That Vanity Fair article did, though.
Name names?
Aaron Carter.
Oh, Aaron Carter?
Yeah. Maybe that's why he was crying.
Well, wasn't he kind of suggesting that Lou made us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and there you have your paradox.
Right.
There you have your conflict.
Very much like Michael Jackson's victims.
Yeah.
Is Aaron in the...
Would Wade Robeson be Wade Robeson without Jackson?
No, he probably wouldn't, but I don't think that's really the question.
No, it absolutely isn't, but it's a question. It's a question. It's fucked up, man. I'm just saying, I could see how Aaron Carter would struggle with that.
I don't know.
I can see how Jordy Chandler would struggle with that when he has 23 million.
Yeah, well, I've heard a lot of people say that, you know, the people that defend Michael Jackson say, he made Wade Robeson. He was a choreographer for NSYNC.
I don't know if he'd trade it.
He was with Britney Spears. No, I don't think that to me is just, they're not mutually exclusive. Or they are mutually exclusive. Those are different events. Those are different things entirely. Michael Jackson, to me, was just a monster. Just a fucking monster. I mean, and honestly, I was reading yesterday, somebody was talking about Lisa Marie and Michael.
Yeah.
And what a joke that marriage was. Look at how he, you know, I always get what I want. Look at
how he thought this would last.
Yeah. Look at how he manipulates everyone. He even gets children from Debbie Rowe. And she disappeared. I don't want Debbie Rowe around. I just want her kids. And
off she goes.
Got three kids. And he's got two kids. And then, oh, he's got a third kid from somewhere. I wonder where that is.
No one knows.
Yeah, no one cares. No one knows.
Probably he stole just, it.
Let's all pretend they're his kids, even though they're white kids. We'll all pretend they're his kids and say they have Michael Jackson talent and, you know, all these stupid things. And we'll pretend he's married to Lisa Marie Presley, even though, according to, did you guys read the story yesterday?
No.
About Lisa Marie? Mm-hmm. They were saying that he really wanted the Elvis Presley catalog.
Oh, right.
And also that it was he had just settled with Jordy Chandler, and so he had to marry someone.
The great genius.
And Lisa Marie was a perfect dupe because she was looking for attention also, although they suggested that she actually liked him.
Really?
But he really didn't want her around, and he really didn't spend much time with her, and it just sounded like it was... She was just a perfunctory. She was just a
She's
thing
a
he needed. Yeah, she was
beard.
Just. He had no regard for her whatsoever.
Ew, Lisa, get out of Jordy's bed.
Did they ever consummate?
Lisa. No. Oh, come
Not
on.
Not even once. He didn't beat off to her butthole or anything.
I think she says.
That's what he liked. I don't know. It's not my
I don't
fault.
Think that would do
Peter
it for
Pan.
Him.
Why? Because there's nothing hanging. No. I mean, there's something hanging.
Well, I don't think it would have done much for him.
Go all
I think
in.
She aged out. About? I think she aged out.
Oh yeah,
and now, gendered out.
In regards to Pearlman, the LFO lead singer Rich Cronin,
rest in peace.
Is he gone now?
Didn't he die? Oh no, did I just kill someone?
Did you kill Rich Cronin?
I swear, someone from LFO just died.
He did. He died in 2010. Wow.
Well, just died 9 years ago.
He came out and he said that Pearlman wanted to bang everyone, and so they took that information and they went to all, you know, another LFL band member, Brad Fischetti. They went
Rest
to Nick Carter. They went to Lance Bass, and they all said, no, that never happened.
Then he didn't do it because he was around other little kids and he didn't have sex with them, so therefore the one that he has, says happened. He had sex, he's lying.
I thought that book had a lot of stuff about that, too.
What did Kirkpatrick
It had a lot of suggestion.
Yeah.
But no one would say he did this to this person. You know, it was a lot like Jackson, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because Jackson slept in a fucking bed with a 10-year-old a million times. I mean, and said he did. He
the
never denied it.
The most loving thing to do is to share your bed with someone.
Mm-hmm. They want to sleep in my bed. What am I going to do? I'm only Michael Jackson. I'm going to sleep in my bed. I can't say no. They're separated from their parents. They don't want to be with their mean mom. And I'm trying to help them. So I don't want to sleep in my bed. So it's the most loving thing you can do. Woo! Is make them spread their butt cheeks and beat off. Woo!
Gross.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
we're laughing.
He puts himself in the bed with a 10-year-old over and over and over and over and over and over. And people, oh, no, it's just the time. I mean, honestly, arguing with people about this. I don't even know where to, if they don't think there's something so wrong with that.
I was reading
and taking this kid out jewelry shopping too. Who takes a fucking stranger's
kid,
10-year-old out to buy jewelry?
Oh. I was reading a story the other day about how the comedy world was really more they really got their hooks into the Michael Jackson pedophile story so much more than any other part of the media. Like,
yeah,
there
they
were
did.
So
they did,
many,
because
yeah.
It was so fucking crazy.
So many
jokes. Anybody
who
can look at that remotely, objectively, would go, okay, he's sleeping in bed with a 10-year-old over and over, and then there's another 10-year-old. There's another 10-year-old. When he's not with those 10-year-olds sleeping in the bed, he's with Macaulay Culkin and until he's like 14 or 15, and he lives in this place called Neverland, and there's a Ferris wheel, and there's a choo-choo train, and there's talking flowers, and there's a giant game room. It's like
we have elephants castle. And giraffes and crocodiles and every kind of tigers and lions.
What is there for a fucking adult to do at that place? It's all, it's like pedophile heaven.
We have super soakers. We have stink bombs.
Stink
and
bombs.
Somehow people go, I was just a child. He just couldn't grow up. Yeah, yeah, just like no one else.
Yeah.
Just like no one else.
Yeah, ever.
Yeah. Every other child star seems to not hang out and sleep with 10-year-olds in their bed. I don't know how they do it, but somehow they do. It's just so strange. Celebrity is just so, I cannot believe the power. And when I saw Bieber asking his fans to pray for him, I thought, Well, if Bieber ever gets in trouble for something, his fans will defend him to the end of the earth. There can be a videotape of him, just like R. Kelly. Hey, beat the rap. He beat the rap. He was found not guilty. Therefore, nothing that anyone said he did, you know, even though it's him on a videotape peeing in a girl's mouth, he beat it, so it must not have happened.
Oh, all set.
His brother.
Yeah, it was his brother.
Yeah, it was his brother. That's right.
Did you guys hear about my new coin?
Yes, the Hawk. There's a commemorative coin coming out for Hawk. I don't know, Hawk, does that have any practical purpose? Or you excited about that?
What's it made out of?
I think it's a pretty valuable coin.
You can buy so many gyrating lap dances with it.
Isn't it a 10-cent coin?
Actually, that, you know, that would be nice for a tip from Hawk, because it's got his face on it, and, you know, if you do something nice for Hawk.
Except it's so low in value.
50p, whatever that means.
Oh, it's
means.
50 cents. Okay. Well, 50 pence.
Well, it's, if the Hawk gives it to you,
he's
you know,
dead.
If you get a tip from the Hawk.
Sorry, Hawk.
Well, you know, just saying. It would have been cool.
Tipping with
it's
your own
cool.
money?
Yeah. I'm sure Hawk is using it in heaven somehow, some way he's putting it to valuable use.
Collect them all.
What did he say?
Collect them all.
Collect them all. You deaf.
Can you trade them with friends and stuff? Or are they like, you know,
Pogs?
Baseball cards? Yeah. Pokemon cards? Collect them, trade them? I don't know, sounds like...
Hawk?
Got catch them all.
What was that?
I don't know.
What did he say?
Maybe he's getting further out into the universe. He's losing his mind. Maybe someone's Oakland gyrating.
Reference to mass.
Reference to
Pokemon
mass?
Reference to mass.
A Pokemon reference.
Okay.
Pokemon.
Fucking thing sucks.
It's one of the first complaints I've heard about his system. I mean, it seems like it's been pretty effective for the most part.
He hasn't used it in a while.
True.
You know? Hawk has been greatly missed.
I just feel
show.
Like so much personality comes through that
it
voice.
It gets bitches, that's all that matters.
It always pulls bitches. I don't know, it's so bizarre. You know, you look at that guy and you go, there's a guy that's not going to get a lot of chicks, but he's so smart.
Fuck I mean, you.
Sorry, Hawk. I mean, just looking at him, you wouldn't think he's in a wheelchair, he's crumbled up. I mean, he's in this fixed position.
He's hung.
But then you find out the chicks are gyrating wildly into him in mass.
Well, he's got a bunch of them pregnant, too.
Hell yeah, him hung.
Chicks are nuts about him. He nailed what? How many? He had like 12 doctors. He nailed four of their wives.
Yeah.
All of them.
The great genius.
I mean, that's all we know. So he probably did nail all of them.
Yeah.
This guy. Got it. And I hand it to the women, too, for liking a guy for his brain. Really not caring about his appearance.
And money.
Money, yeah, true. There may have been some malarkey going on there.
Anyway, get my coin.
Shenanigans.
I know. If he wasn't famous Steve Hawking and he was just a smart guy in the
homeless
chair.
Homeless guy.
With no money.
I don't know.
Fuck off, Mark.
There's no way, Hawk. There's no way. You're famous money.
Chicks
got
love
you some
his
chicks.
Brain. They love.
I think that was third on the list.
You think his money
fame
was
and
first?
Money. Money,
I don't
fame.
Know. Doctors are leaving their doctor
his
husbands
huge dick
to get
was
laid
fourth.
By Hawk.
Well, yeah,
he was hung.
They saw his dick.
I bet he was hung.
Big brain, I bet, big wallet, bigger dick.
I bet he was long and thin.
I bet.
Wrong.
No, it's thin, Hawk. I don't care what you say.
The over-under on his cock has got to be 7 inches.
Oh, yeah.
No, no, but, no. It's more like 8, I bet. The over-under. Because it's
what
over.
Your mom said, Mark.
It's thin.
I'm putting the over under at 9.
Ones.
The over under.
9?
Because if it's under,
nine.
It's got to be
it's
at least
be
7.5 or 8.
Uncirced,
it could be.
Oh, yeah, because he's British.
Yeah, probably uncirced.
9 if it's cold out.
Are you cirked or uncirced, Hawk?
He's cirked.
No way.
If he totally wasn't, he would have had
circ.
It done.
No way.
He would have had it done later on.
By himself.
Great cut.
Bullshit. Thin.
Better than bruise.
Oh, bullshit. Nah, that's Hawk. You're out of line. Not to break up the hawk, because Hawk's killing it. But
see ya.
See ya, Hawk. Like they said goodbye. Yesterday we talked to the guy with the basement of Kiss Abelia. Mm-hmm. He had $100,000 in Kiss Abelia in his basement. Kiss is in town. I mean, everything's coming together. The guy that won that incredible prize on Price is Right.
Yeah.
He's here. He's been on the private jet. Kiss is done with they're so done with him now. They've turned him over to someone else.
Oh, God, yeah.
He's flying coach back to L.A.
He's sitting in a hospitality room all by himself in LCA right now.
He might be with a few other winners that they don't want to be around. But anyway, he's got great seats. He's probably loving the show. That guy was so pumped. And then we find out about this guy. He's in Macomb County, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he has this outrageous collection of Kiss. I was going to say crap. Kiss stuff. Kiss collectibles.
It's pretty sweet.
Kiss valuables.
Memorabilia.
And we called him yesterday, and apparently was unable to talk to us. Dude, Brandon, what's the reason for that?
It was funny.
Should we ask him?
Okay, we'll ask him.
I want to hear him repeat it.
I almost didn't believe Brandon when he said it.
I don't know if the phone rang, but I saw him call earlier, Brandon.
Oh, earlier today?
Yeah, shoot. About an hour ago.
Uh-oh.
I mean, it just popped up on the TV. It could be one of those weird TV-only calls. Or
hey,
didn't go to the phone.
The ones that aren't real calls, they're just people who want to show up on the TV.
Yeah. So maybe it's just sending the number over.
And it's Terry.
I love the headline. Macomb County man is alive with Kiss memorabilia. Alive.
You know what the worst part is about this video? No makeup.
Oh. No one likes Kiss without makeup. Hey, is this Terry?
Yes, it is.
Terry, the incredible Kiss Abelia collector?
Yes.
Terry, it's the Drew and Mike show. How are you doing, man?
Good. How you doing?
Good. How fired up are you? Kiss is only, what, 2 hours away?
Yeah, 8:45 they'll go on.
Okay, so about 3 hours. Do you have the exact inside dope? You know exactly when they're going on stage?
Yes.
Now,
Kiss runs their thing just like a business.
Mm-hmm. Do you have inside sources with Kiss?
Not really, but I just been to enough shows to know.
Okay, you just know
how it works.
Intrinsically. It's not, you don't need inside sources because you know.
Yeah.
How many shows have you been
but
to?
I wouldn't hurt to have inside sources.
Of course.
How many shows have you been to?
This will be 69.
Oh, my God.
You can't go to another one after this.
I want to get 70 at least. And
what? No, you got
to
stay at 69.
I need to get 100 in, but I got a lung disease.
Oh.
And let's see how it goes. Tomorrow morning, I got to be in Ann Arbor at 7:45 for a breathing test. Isn't that great?
Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. And we heard...
Hey, nothing you can do. I was dealt a crappy hand, you know?
Yeah.
That's tough, Terry, and at least you've got Kiss to pump you up. Although, we heard yesterday that, I don't know, I wasn't sure if this was true or not. There was a medical reason why you couldn't come on the show yesterday.
Well, I was hurting pretty bad. I've been running hard since Saturday night, you know, when I went to Grand Rapids, and then I worked for Weingart. I worked there for 26 years, and I just went back 25 weeks ago just doing some consulting and stuff, and we had our commercial show, steak dinner on Monday, and I worked 10 hours, and then I had Detroit News here at 10 o'clock the next morning, so that really tears me, you know, wears me out.
Yeah, the media is always...
I'm huffing and puffing now because I was trying to get ready, but hey, I'm alive. That's the main thing.
Yeah. Absolutely. Alive being the key
Kiss,
word.
Yeah.
Kiss alive!
All right.
Have you met...
You know, oh, yeah.
I don't know. Some people were saying that there was a specific issue yesterday that you were having a problem with.
Well, when you guys called me, I actually didn't... hear my phone because I was living with my oxygen on.
Yeah.
So I called and I talked to Brandon after that, you know, and then I just tried calling you guys a little bit ago because he said he was going to call me around noon, but I never heard from him.
Oh, he dropped the ball?
I'm sorry.
Somebody did.
How should we penalize him? Should we put him on probation?
It's my fault.
Brandon was...
You know what? Hey, things happen, but I'm glad you called back.
Yeah, it's not Brandon's fault.
Brandon was the source, and there was something about possibly some explosive diarrhea.
Yeah, the pills that I'm on, I take these pills that are $9,000 a month.
Oh,
what?
And they only will help control my disease, but that's the main side effect.
Oh, boy.
Holy
cow.
And it sucks because, when you're... I always got to know where I can go or where the bathrooms are.
Yeah,
because
I hear you.
When it comes on, you don't have any time to think about it.
Yeah.
That's tough being a Kiss fan, and that I guess you're not going to take any medicine before the show.
I mean...
Actually, I just took my medicine because I have to, but I took a Modian AD because I always tell everybody when they sent me the pills, they sent me a box of corks with it. And the thing is, next time I'm going to ask if they can send me some targets so I can try to hit the targets. Because, yeah.
It's that explosive, it's really?
My disease is uncurable.
Oh, what do you have exactly, Terry?
I got IPF, interstitial pulmonary fibrosis.
Oh, Lord.
And interstitial means they don't know how you get it. They don't know what causes it.
What a bummer.
Like I said, I was dealt a crappy hand, you know?
Yeah, that's pretty crappy.
I never smoked. So I'm total opposite of, like, COPD.
Yeah.
The oxygen can't get through my lungs to get to the blood. Is what my problem is.
When this all started,
they told me it's like a 3 to 5 year disease. It's going to be 4 years July 5th. And I'm thinking I need 20, 25 years.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
When did you
I got things to live for.
A lot of Kiss shows left.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is supposed to be the last one.
Well, but.
It's never the last one.
Right. When did you first start going to Kiss shows, though?
Well, you know what? I said 1973 at the Fraser Hockeyland was my first show,
Somebody's
telling me that it's 1974, which it could be. I mean,
time to suck it, you know?
Yeah,
close enough.
Is that when Gene threw the towel into the audience and you caught it?
No, that I got during the Alive shows.
Okay.
Back there was a white towel. And when he threw it out, I grabbed it, and, man, I about got attacked.
So I
hurried up and put it in my jean jacket. You know, so nobody would grab it. But, yeah, it was like, I'm a little taller than a lot of people, so I was able to snag it.
Cool.
Terry, being a Kiss collector.
And at that show, too, in my cabinets, I have, he spit blood all over me, so I hurried up and found some napkins, and I wiped it up. So over the years, I've taken pictures of him spitting blood, you know, pretty close to the stage. Yeah. And so in my cabinet, I got that picture with the napkin sitting underneath it.
Oh. Do you think he's going to still spit blood? Does he still do that?
Oh, God, he does all that. Yeah, fire,
true.
Trudy.
I don't know. The last time I went was when I was, 16, so sorry.
Trudy, well, that's an outrageous question.
He's ludicrous. He's still breathing fire and spitting blood. I've been breathing fire for 38 years myself.
What?
But I've kind of had to give it up the last few years here.
Oh, are you serious? Oh, no.
Oh, I'm serious.
Have you met Gene or Paul or Ace or Peter?
I'm not Peter, but I've met all the other guys, and I met Tommy and Eric Singer. Because we've been on a couple cruises with them, and over the years ago,
I've been backstage
a couple times here and there. When Paul was in town one time doing his solo thing, I spent some time with him, and I had a son that was younger and my older son who's a big Kiss fan.
Wait, can we
too.
Back up to spending time with Paul? What you guys had some, what do you mean to say spend time?
Well, he was here for the promotion for the perfume at the time. And Gene, that was like one of the only things he'd ever did because Paul was actually playing at the Emerald Theater.
Oh, okay.
So, we talked for a while. He signed my books. He was pretty sick that day, so I was trying to get him to come over for dinner. I had my wife make him either glumpies or lasagna.
Oh, wow.
Too bad he was sick.
Too bad he was sick, or
yeah,
you would
exactly.
have dinner with him, maybe.
But that guy is amazing, you know. And then I, talked to him on a cruise here and there. I met his wife on a cruise. Hmm.
Did you bend her hair?
The first cruise I went on
was
right after Gene got married, and I got to sit with Shannon at the soundboard.
Did you bend her ear pretty good?
Yeah, a little bit.
Might as well. She's used to it.
You know. You know, they're all great people, man.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you miss Ace and Peter, or do you feel that the fact that they did abuse drugs and alcohol for so many years that Gene and Paul are doing the right thing playing without them?
You know what? I don't know. I mean, I know they had their issues, and that's what was weird, because Gene has been awfully chummy with him in the last few months, you know, when he had that bulk.
Yep. Yeah.
And now I think the love-hate relationship's back on, but...
he used him to promote the vault.
He did.
He also he tried to nail his wife.
I go see Ace every time he comes in, because I love Ace, too, but Tommy, I think, has been in the band longer than Ace, and Tommy's awesome, and so is Eric, you know. So I get it, you know.
What about Peter?
I mean, you got to do what you do, and they run it like a business. Like I said, at 8:45, they will be on that stage tonight, you know.
Well, you know, Peter also put the brand at risk by using drugs and alcohol. Do you feel that?
Right.
Do you think he's been punished long enough? Because it doesn't sound like he uses drugs and alcohol anymore, and he sings back.
Yeah, I'm sure he don't. But for some reason, you know, I don't know. I don't know what they have, you know, what the problem is. But, you know, when they were going to bring him back, I had heard years ago or a few years back, and I think he wanted more money.
Oh.
So you know what that was when he heard that.
It's a business. Yeah, you support.
Because when you put the makeup on, you really don't know. And for people that don't know Kiss, like I can look at Tommy and Peter, you know, I can look at them four pictures and I can tell you who's who, you know.
Yeah. Terry, do you remember
I know the different, you know.
Can you hear me? Do you remember where you were when they? Oh my God! Remember when they took off the makeup on MTV? Were you watching that live?
Yeah.
What'd you think? I thought it was pretty shocking.
I mean, it's kind of weird because you didn't know, you know. And back then, I forget who said it, but maybe Jay Leno. You know, they said you know who the Yogi Bomber was, but you don't know what Kiss looks like. You know.
The Unabomber?
Yeah, that?
They said the Unabomber? You know what the Unabomber looks like?
I think Jay Leno compared, you know, he said, or one of them night show hosts said, you know, how you see pictures of them guys, you know, but you've never seen
taken their makeup by
faces,
then.
You know?
We can all agree they look better in their makeup.
I object to the joke.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
They're taking their makeup.
Now, being this huge collector, they have so much merchandise. I mean, it's got to be impossible to be a collector of Kiss because there's just so many things.
That's the thing. That's what people say to me. And it's like you can't really keep up, you know?
What do you not have that you really want?
Shoot. You know what? I wish I would have bought a Kiss garbage can back in the 70s. I never did get one. You know what I picked up today on the way home?
What's that?
Is at Big Lots, I bought a hoodie for a dog and a little mini skirt for a dog, and they both are Kiss, you know. But again, they're going in the collection. I don't have a dog. So I buy, you know, and actually somebody called me last night, another big Kiss collector. And they picked me up a set of pillowcases, I got to go pick them up this weekend.
Wow,
are you constantly
can almost outfit a house with Kiss stuff?
What's that?
You can almost outfit an entire house, well, and a wardrobe with Kiss stuff.
I got so much stuff still in bins and stuff that I'm
You said
I got 14 showcases, and they're a solid pack. You know,
Terry,
I always try to squeeze more in because as a collector, I think the more stuff that's in there, the better it is, you know, because every time you come over, you see something you didn't see the time before, you know?
Yeah, it is a real challenge to be a Kiss collector because there's so many new things. But you have allegedly $100,000 is the price put on your collection, correct?
Well, that's what people have told me. Me personally, I don't know if it's that or more or less because I don't look at it like that, you know?
Right, you wouldn't
all I know is... my wife thinks it's her retirement. My oldest son, he ain't letting any of it get sold. And my youngest son, he could care less. He'd sell it all tomorrow.
Do you have a security guard in the basement?
Yeah, it's loaded. You know what I mean?
Yes, I know what you
mean. Yeah. But, it should be.
That's why, you know, I'm in Macomb Township, but I'm not in that city. I'm in a smaller city, so when they did that, I told them just to put it in Macomb.
Now, you know, Terry, on an investment level, okay, your basement, you have $100,000 worth of KISS stuff. What is your house valued at without the KISS memorabilia in it?
The house? Like the insurance on the house?
Yeah, I mean, what would you have? If you sold your house today without the KISS stuff, what would it be worth?
$230,000, $250,000
So the KISS collection is worth a good 40% of the value of your house.
Yeah.
So with the KISS, remember, if you sold the house to somebody who loves KISS, you could sell it for $330,000
Wow.
Probably.
That's pretty cool.
Because
actually, you could charge
KISS
for the
band. You could probably sell it for more.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, because if somebody wants something bad enough, and you know the way my cabinets and everything. I mean, I'm not. You know, I don't want to say it that way, but I try to make it look good, you know.
No, it looks sharp.
I got a full arcade. I got the KISS pinball. I got the bowling game, the deer hunting game. I got another pinball. I got a horseshoe game. I got a Pac-Man game that plays 48 games. I got a sit-down acronym. So when you come over to my house to party, you're not just standing there looking, you know.
Yeah, it's not like
plus,
a museum.
I don't know if you knew. I got a full stage, full lighting, smoke machines.
It.
And I got live bands down there, too.
What?
You have bands played down there?
And my sound is, everything is probably better than most bars you've been in.
Wow.
Wow, yeah. It sounds like you need a liquor license.
My son is a drummer in a band. He's like a machine. And, you know, when he was younger and doing this, I used to just try to make it as real as I can. And now, like I said, it's turned into a little venue. I have a big Christmas party every year. Got about 100 people that show up, and it's the 19th year this year, and some of them people maybe missed one or two. Wow. So it's one of them things that people want to come to.
Now,
invitation only.
Terry, the problem, invitation only, of course. You can't have strangers coming with all that valuable KISS stuff. Do you have a policy, like, because people got to go down there, they probably want to touch all that KISS stuff. It's all locked. Okay, so
yeah,
it's in cases.
Much everything that's. Yeah, it's all in showcases that are locked up.
Have you told your kids, though, that you break it, you buy it?
Well, they know better.
They do, okay.
Yeah, they're not.
Well, the youngest
one. Yeah,
can't play with it.
Yeah, as soon as they were able to walk and talk, that's what I told them.
The youngest one, though, you said he would like to sell it immediately, if possible.
Yeah, he's just not. I mean, he's seen KISS maybe 12 times. He's been on the cruises. And, you know, that's what I was saying. When we were hanging out with Paul, he was younger. But Paul was spending more time and asking him stuff. And if you see the picture that I got, his face is like, man, Dad, when are we leaving? You know?
Typical kid.
And me and my other son, you know, we're not going anywhere, you know?
Well, he's seen KISS 12 times and he wants you to sell the collection immediately. Is he very financially oriented?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
No, he just, I don't know. He never got into it, you know, like I said.
Right.
My other son, he's a record collector. He's a drummer. Him and me, I took him to his first KISS show when he was 4 years old in Ohio. Ugh. We were second row center. Kids, he was shaking so bad, I thought the kid was going to have a heart attack.
Wow.
And there was a couple of girls in front of us, and they kept watching him, and they said, oh, we want to watch him, you know. I'm like, hey, the show's that way.
See a heart attack live?
Yeah. He's even walking in. He was like, Dad, I can't believe we're seeing KISS. But, I mean, yeah, he was shaking bad.
Oh, he's 4 and he was that pumped up?
Yeah.
Really?
I thought
you meant he was actually injured
up
or sick.
Gene one year when he was little, and I was taking him to my in-laws or my mom's for babysitting, and he was staring at me. And I don't know if he was. You know, I don't know if he was scared or not, but he was just staring at me. And the next day, I put all my KISS albums out on the living room floor, and he went through every one of them. And, I mean, it was just something cool to watch, you know.
A 4-year-old just going through albums. I don't know if I would be happy about that.
Terry, but do you have any memorabilia from the Los Angeles KISS, the Arena Football League team that Gene and Paul own?
No, you know
what?
I got a bunch of coffee house stuff.
Did you ever watch the LA KISS play Arena Football?
I never got to see them play.
Did you ever watch Fourth and Loud? The TV show that was based
on
a TV show called Fourth and Loud. It was based on the LA KISS.
Yeah, you know what? I think I did see that.
It's a great show. Their coach pisses victories, he said.
Yeah.
They were great owners in spite of the team's record.
Yeah, I'm sure. But that all, I think that's all done with, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, unfortunately.
It didn't work out too well. Yeah.
But eBay does have some KISS football helmets on there if you want to.
For the LA KISS?
Oh, really? How much? A nice motocross helmet that's authentic, right, and numbered and stuff like that. Hmm.
I found the trash can online for $400.
You know, another thing I wish I would have got was they had bowling balls, and my kids both bowled, you know, at the time. And I don't know why I didn't buy any of them.
There's one on eBay for $169.
Oh, that's really cool.
Oh, there you go.
That ain't too bad.
No.
Oh, the great thing, if you got a strike, it explodes.
Give Brandon your credit card number.
It's a 14-pounder.
14 pounds?
Yeah,
that's perfect.
What pound? It's going in the cabinet.
Wow.
Read Brandon your credit card number.
What about what about the KISS garbage can? Mark found one for $400.
$400 on Etsy.
Yeah, that's the problem, man. They're crazy.
Yeah.
Well.
It's not worth it.
It's an investment.
Yeah, I mean, to the collector, yeah, it's worth it.
It's an investment.
But, you know, that was probably $19 or less when that came out.
I know, but you can't find this. I honestly only found one.
Yeah,
I'm looking pretty
wow.
deep.
It's been used.
It's pretty
and
worn.
It has rust on it.
The KISS
on the inside.
Yeah, that's the problem with most of them.
Yeah, it's got to be pristine.
You know, I got a mint original KISS lunchbox with Ooh. The thermos. Either one's ever been used.
Really?
And then I have another one that I don't have the thermos, but I have a little bit of rust on spot, too, because, right, you know, huh. That's how things were then, you know.
Brandon,
I
what?
Got an old, what the heck was them things called, color forms.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I got to kiss one
forms?
Of that, but I think
of course
I missed a little piece.
Wow.
Oh, my God. There should be, there's got to be a catalog of this stuff. Brandon, what's the football helmet cost?
Oh, crap. Let me find it.
The KISS football helmet. That seems like Ooh. It'd be an important thing to have in your collection.
Well, it's an LA KISS AFL team memorabilia, large Riddell helmet, plus a demon bobblehead and a football for $500.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a lot of crap.
He likes that.
But here's the first season AFL LA KISS helmet, just the helmet for $500.
That's not their logo, though.
That one doesn't look.
No, there's the mini chrome helmet. Do you have the mini chrome helmet?
No authenticity with that helmet.
No.
$100.
What, you know, how do you make your way through this morass of stuff? Some of it looks inauthentic to me.
Wait, is that a KISS fire hat?
You know, that's the thing, though. When I was working, I was making good money. And now I'm on disability.
Yeah.
You know, so my
nine
life
grand worth of pills.
Big time.
That really brings down the.
Sounds like you need a GoFundMe.
Yeah, there you go.
For more KISS stuff, not for the health
KISS
stuff.
KISS Museum and Arcade Fund. There you go.
Yeah.
So anyway, Terry, listen, have a great time at the show tonight. And
go see Doug Podell. He's there for WLLZ.
Okay.
He's also a collector, so you guys can talk.
No, I know. I've talked to Doug a lot.
Oh, yeah.
You've been his ear pretty good about KISS?
What's that?
Did you bend his ear pretty good about KISS?
Yeah. You know, but...
You may have bent it back.
Yeah, a few times anyway.
Well, Joe,
I going to ask you? Yeah, if you guys are interested in my Christmas party, call me back on this number.
For sure.
Okay.
It's in December, and I usually have a Christmas in July party that's usually at a venue or something for somebody's property, and that usually holds about, I usually have about 500 people at that.
Wow.
And I usually try to have 3 to 5 bands at that thing, too.
That's awesome.
So,
do you play
at
all?
I worked at Harpo's back in the day.
You did? Whoa.
So, back when the Vigilantes were owning it. And
I don't know what that means.
Motorcycle gang?
You know, from all that, I used to work with a lot of bands that do a lot of pyros, too, over the years. So, I've been doing
That's
this
why you
stuff since
fire.
I've been, like, 15 years old.
Wow.
Got to have some pyro at Christmas in July, for sure.
That sounds fun.
That's what you.
Yeah, the July party's pretty wild because we do a big fireworks thing.
All right, Terry. Well, let's get focused on the show and the Imodium AD, and you have a blast at KISS.
Yeah, hopefully it kicked in by now. Yeah. What is this? Was I just on the air or you recorded it?
Still are.
You're still, yeah, we're recording still. It'll be online. Just Google Drew and Mike Show, and you'll see yourself in the description of the show.
Listen to it tomorrow morning when you're on your way to Ann Arbor.
Yeah. Good luck tomorrow morning.
Go.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah.
Yeah, because from where I'm driving, it's a good, you know, man.
Hour and a half?
Yeah.
I don't know, hour and a half, especially at 5 in the morning, you know.
Well, you can rock out to yourself. That's the cool thing.
Yeah, my son says he knows you, Trudy.
What?
Oh, really?
Yeah, he worked at CBS Radio, Michael Pakulski. Or Mike Pakulski?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I met him. I was, he was.
Pick him out of a lineup, Trudy.
Where'd his music go?
He was my promo guy.
Breaking news on something, Drew.
Yeah, you know, I think tomorrow's his last event.
No. Oh, he's
I know that, dude.
Really good at his job.
Dragging him, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he
kid works his butt off.
He does.
Yeah, he must sell your kiss
stuff,
though.
He's a good kid. But he got a job at Pro Audio and Lighting, and he loves it.
Oh, cool.
Wow, that's breaking news here. All right. Terry, thank you so much.
He's got his band, so he's a busy kid, man.
Yeah.
Terry, we got to move on. We got another show coming in, so have fun at KISS, and we'll talk to you again, I hope.
Ooh, yeah. Hey, thanks for calling, you guys.
All right.
Thanks, Terry.
Bye, Terry.
Rock out. All right,
talk to you guys later.
Okay. There goes Terry. Bye. To the KISS show, hopefully. The amazing Terry, he's got the KISS store in his basement with over $100,000 of KISSabilia.
He's KISStery.
He is KISStery. I wonder if we wrote him a check for $100,000, a cashier's check, would his wife be crying tears of happiness or tears of sorrow to see it go?
Oh, wow.
It'd be bittersweet.
It's her retirement.
It'd be bittersweet.
It would be. All right. We got to go. Brandon, get us out of here. Talk about today. Barely even got to half of it.
By the way, with Terry, I love the dick who's like, oh, that was not 1973. It was 1974, his first show.
Of course.
Someone had to correct.
It was in the paper.
That's old.
I wonder if he has anything from the Cadillac High visit.
Oh, yeah.
Cadillac
or anything
Michigan.
From Mini Kiss.
Oh, Mini Kiss.
Maybe that's in a separate
room. Cadillac High thing was hilarious. That is such a funny video. There's a lot of stuff about that online.
Where is the key to a Cadillac that they got? Maybe that would be the ultimate collector's item for Kiss.
I don't think the ultimate item's been made yet. It's still on the drawing board. All right. Thanks to Ashley for stopping by.
Yay.
She donated generously to Killer Cares.
She has till May.
Till May. Oh, that's right. Yeah, she'll be back on this show when we're congratulating her for graduating May of 2020.
No pressure.
She looks like she thinks that might happen.
Or not.
Well, we're rooting for you anyway.
Thank you.
We'll be congratulating you whether it happens or not. You'll have to correct us.
Yeah. Just tell us you did.
We'll accept a second date and a second congratulations if it's necessary.
Okay. We're not going to do any checking up on it. Just tell us if you did, and we'll believe you.
No pressure.
And tell your husband that, too. Okay.
All right, so everybody have a great day, and we're getting out of here so Elric can record, and hopefully we'll check out
Hoey tomorrow.
The Soul of Detroit.
Right? Is that tomorrow?
Gary Hoey tomorrow, yes.
Maybe Trent.
Oh, Trent Bolte?
Maybe.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Have a good one. See ya.
He was in love with me. He said that he'd never been so comfortable with someone.
If you don't listen to the Doc of Rock on WLLZ.
What's up, Doc?
It's rock and roll malpractice, and you're getting sued. F*** you.
For Detroiters.
By Detroiters.
106.7 Detroit's Wheels.